3, 2, 1. That was such a bad last clap.
We have to get one more clap.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, Eric. That was so Eric. Bad. No, I don't. I'm trying to on-site us in
3,
to get us hyped.
3, 2, 1.
There it is.
Okay, let's go.
Awesome. Thanks, okay. Mitch. Welcome back, everyone. Today is Monday, August 9th. It is our last, for now, episode of Bootleg Sports before we all go off to college. So Sage. After today, we'll be taking about a month-ish off to get kind of, well, I'd say about a month and a half to kind of get settled
into
college.
We're going to take a TBD amount off.
Yeah.
Let's not, nothing's official. Yeah, let's not give any numbers.
Exactly. Okay, yeah.
We have not talked about it at all.
No. Right. So in typical Bootleg fashion, we had grandiose plans and then didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. No, we talked a big talk and we just kind of didn't really follow through, but it's okay.
Like, I'd say we'll figure it out. 30% of our plans.
If
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
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 We're dreamers.
We are dreamers. Dream big. What aim for the stars.
Aim for the aim for the moon.
If you miss, you'll land upon the stars. I was trying to quote Pop Smoke and I forgot it.
Shoot for the stars, aim for the moon.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Mrs. Madison, for having that poster in your room.
True. She did have that poster.
She did have that poster.
Forgot about that. We're not really going to talk any sports today.
Does not understand astronomy at all.
No, that's not
how
it works.
How far away stars are.
I love that quote because it could not be any more wrong. It should be like reach for the stars because if you'll land on the moon.
Buy candy bars.
What?
What?
Jimmy Neutron, reach for the stars and buy candy bars.
Didn't watch Jimmy Neutron. Was not a big Jimmy Neutron guy.
I didn't watch it enough to know that reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a very niche reference.
Yeah, that was very...
Okay, well, whatever.
I'd say 0.001% of the population would know what you mean if you said shoot for the stars by...
Like of the world population?
No, of like American population.
Yes.
That's such a small segment of time and such a niche reference.
That's true.
Fair. No, it's okay.
That's fair.
Like it'd be a lot better if you would have made like a SpongeBob reference.
What,
more
did you go 2 zeros? 0.001?
I'd say 0.01.
I'd say 0.01.
0.01%.
Correct.
Yes.
Then you push it. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take that.
All right. I'm glad we're all in agreement.
Yeah. So,
about how many people have seen Jimmy Neutron at one episode and remembered it enough to
get that reference?
Yeah.
So I'd say 0% of the people listening got that reference.
Yeah.
That's fair to assume.
My brother and sister would get it.
I mean, if we're playing the real numbers game, then nobody got it.
Correct.
Well, actually, the numbers game, someone could have gotten it.
No, I'm pretty sure in the numbers game. Somebody listening would have gotten it.
I don't think so.
If
Ms. Kaser, did you get that reference?
My brother and sister would definitely get it. So, yeah.
Okay. That's
maybe.
Fine.
Yeah. Anyway. It's kind of crazy to see how this show has evolved from strictly football going back all the way into October, November.
Man, we fell off.
And then
so true.
Come summer, we just have been talking about everything pretty much but sports, and that's kind of okay.
Back
just
when
kind
you
of
were
just like bootleg.
Interviewing Kings.
We every week, I don't know. Okay, can we talk about that run? That was one of the most impressive runs anyone in the world has ever had.
Yeah.
True.
We literally were just three idiots, and we were like, let's interview Mitch.
And then
like,
JR.
Yeah, and then we were, because like, I'm friends with Mitch, let's get Mitch on. And then it was like, let's get JR.
Joe Hart.
I'm on the order right now. Yeah. And then I was like, my neighbor's Joe Hart, we can do that.
Which
and
is
then
a great just, interview.
Bonzi.
Boom, Bonzi Colson.
Just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. When I heard you guys got Bonzi Colson, it was very surprising.
I was surprised.
I was like, our interview sucked. How
boom.
Did...
Notre Dame hockey players. Pearson Matt.
Great interview. Probably
Rock.
One of my favorite.
Rock.
Probably Eric's
Rock
least
was
favorite
right
interview.
No, I thought it was fine.
Then
I didn't get tripped, though. I thought it was fine.
Then it was
the entire time.
Then we did like a holiday special, because this was like around the holidays when we didn't do interviews.
Was that the
holiday
award
special?
Show?
Was that the award show?
No, then the award show was the week after that.
Okay.
And then we did no interview that week. And then we had Blake Wesley, Grant Dushevsky, Tom Loy,
great interview.
Braxton Cave.
Tom Loy was just such a bizarre interview. That's the okay.
No, that was
let me tell that story.
Okay, we're gonna tell that story.
I need to bring up those tweets.
That was amazing. We were just we were kind of going in on Tom Loy.
That's
like,
one of our most downloaded ones too.
Yeah,
because he promoted that heavy.
Not to the point of like the way that we bash Ange, but like we were kind of going in on Tom a little bit.
I went in on Tom Loy. I hated him.
And then, like, out of nowhere,
and
like,
I talked about it on the show the week before too.
I know.
I like very, very blatantly trash talked him, and then I chirped him on Twitter, and then he DM'd, and he was like, "Love your stuff, guy." Oh, wait, I gotta find the DMs. I don't remember like exactly how this went.
It was,
but
insane.
I remember it being like so weird.
And then you were like, "Oh, he's actually like,
what's he from?
Kind of,
he's from the 247 recruiting board."
Yeah, no, he's like,
because I was,
insider.
He's like the ringleader. He's like all the weirdos on the board's ringleader.
You guys say that's like not even his main title.
No, I know,
like.
But that's just like where I knew him.
That's
from.
How I know him, so that's how I'm going to refer to him.
Hold up, let me pull up the tweets. I got
He's like what Ange wants to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys keep talking, I'm going to find this.
But it was just wild because we were just talking. We were like, yeah, let's get Tom. And then like somehow we got connected with him and he actually came on the show.
Remember, I was going to try to fight him.
You're right. You were going to fight him.
We were going to do a boxing match with Tom Loy.
He was coming on to promote
the
fight.
There's no chance he was going to accept it.
No, I know, but that really was funny. Literally like what where we started was
Reed
I was gonna,
unironically was training for this fight.
I literally trained for like a week to fight Tom Loy, and then we were going to interview him, and I was going to ask him to fight me, and then he DM'd us. It was super nice, and I felt so bad.
Yeah.
I literally was like,
it was
you know that punching bag I have in my basement?
He would beat the shit out of it.
Come on. I would go down there for an hour a day and box to fight Tom Loy, and I was doing so much cardio.
There's a 0% chance he listens to this.
No, yeah, he doesn't That's listen why I, anymore. Right. Like, we can say whatever we want to say about him. Kind of like Anj.
Okay, but yeah, I'm getting close. But
it was the most PMT interview
that was just
landed.
Like, that was just bizarro world.
Yeah.
Like,
but I thought it was a good interview. It there was to be like a
that stretch,
interview.
Thinking back on it, was insane.
Yeah.
We were just,
I don't know how we did
we
that.
We were just
wait,
rallying
after,
off interviews.
Who's after Loy?
Hold up, I'm getting,
hold
I'm
up, I'll
pull
up. Reed's got the tweets. I'll pull up the list.
We went from me fighting Tom Loy to Tom Loy after the interview tweeting, "Shout out to the guys at Bootleg Sports. Great dudes working hard, making the name for themselves. Fun interview to be a part of. Appreciate you having me on. Keep up the great work." I was so mad at him, I was going to fight him.
You know, was physical
he
anger.
He wanted you. I remember you texted us and you were like, "I'm fighting
you."
Tom
were
Lord.
Like, he tweeted at you. You thought he was being passive aggressive?
Yes.
No, because I was clearly being passive aggressive.
I was at Tyler's. Yeah. I was at Tyler's house. And I remember this because I was like, why like, is Reed fighting with
yeah,
this recruiter?
And he was like, you. He couldn't tell you were being passive aggressive.
I know.
And he thought he was being passive aggressive?
Because he tweeted
it was
something
awful.
During
it was
like
awful.
A, it was during a NFL game.
It was during
and
NFL
he tweeted
game.
Something about a quarterback being good, and then like
was it Chad Henne?
Maybe. And then like 30 seconds after that, he threw a pick, and I just was like, this aged poorly or something like that. And I thought he responded passive aggressively. And hold up, I'm
was
so
this
close.
This was from our account, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, this was from the yeah.
Oh
account.
My god.
This is when I was like full burner bootleg.
Remember Big Cat like quote tweeted us?
Yes.
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Lou Dort, and then what was the other one?
The Dortcher Chamber.
The Justin Herbert one. Yeah. And I stole that, by the way. I literally found someone else tweeted that, and I saw Big Cat didn't interact with it. So you know how you can like 3D touch the tweet video?
Yes.
I did that, tweeted it, tagged Big Cat. 2 seconds later, he replied.
That's insane.
I felt so bad that I stole that.
Yeah, then we went Tom Loy, Braxton Cave, Lynette Wookie.
That was a good interview.
Mm-hmm. Natalie Moore.
That was
Ziegler.
Yeah.
The production value on that interview was terrible, but she was cool.
Natalie? We had some production errors like
in that stretch,
Then we had Tyson Ford, Angeli, Mooney.
I'm really curious to see what
Mooney.
Those
Mooney Joe go back to back were two Mooney, very good interviews.
I was not on the Jogo one. I wanted
that
to
was
be
my
there
first
so
that was my first one.
That was your first one.
Was it Mooney Jogo Baker than Torada?
It was
yes.
Mooney Jogo.
Oh my god, I forgot Baker. We had Ron Baker on this show.
I did.
Like a literal
how
NBA.
Great. That's what I'm saying. Like
yeah.
How
role
did
player.
We do that?
A role player.
I don't know
like,
how
like not
did
just
it.
Like a I played summer league. Like this man got murdered by Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And we know him.
Yeah. He's a friend.
He's a friend.
Friend of the show.
He's a pal. I follow him on my personal Instagram.
I do too.
Yeah, I didn't do either of those two interviews.
Where is this?
Are you just scrolling on his account trying to find
no,
it?
No, I'm scrolling through our replies. I used to reply to so many people on this account. Because there was like there was two times where I got like 600 likes on a tweet that I replied to like a Barstool tweet and stuff like that.
You got so big-headed.
I did get so big-headed.
I thought we were going to get Big Cat on. Like actually,
that just was
we
never,
were never gonna get
no.
Okay,
in my
okay,
head,
okay.
I thought I was.
Tom Loy tweeted, "Love the poison awareness in the pocket by Chad Henne. What a ball in that situation." That was at 5:41, and then
Chad
at five,
that wait that was the scramble for the
yes,
first down, wasn't it?
Yes, and then literally the next play he threw a pick.
Yeah.
So I responded, and I was like, "This did not age well." LOL. He responded, "It was fine." ... In that situation, that was a terrific ball in that situation. Two plays later, he didn't show the same poison awareness. Comma. LOL, period. And that's when I was like, oh, he's being passive aggressive.
Yeah, okay, I can understand that.
And then, okay, this is where it gets good. Because this is when I used to like talk about the board poorly all the time. And I responded and
oh,
said,
I remember this.
I'm sorry, Tom, I take back the statements. I'm a paying member of your recruiting board and it's amazing. Clearly being facetious. And he responded.
See, he, like, with that tweet, he would not have been able to
I don't
to
know
tell,
if you're
like,
clearly
no, but,
being facetious.
No, but,
yeah, no, that was not clear.
He might have thought it was me tweeting it. Because, like, I'm actually on the board.
He doesn't know
you. He doesn't know you.
No, he does. I've, like, talked to him. Well, like
that's so
like,
sick, Eric.
Yeah, so sick.
He was very okay. Never mind. You were very clearly being facetious Eric.
I'm just saying like, if you listen to our show,
but he doesn't.
No, I'm saying like I was being clearly facetious. Okay. If you know us,
okay.
I don't think he did, and that was the beauty of this whole interaction. And then he responded with a GIF of like Denzel Washington, that like GIF. The my because man
GIF
it is GIF.
Because I messaged him earlier saying, asking if I could promote the Rocco interview on the board. So he like totally knew about us. I remember before that.
Okay, so then I followed him. I went to the bootleg Instagram, and I followed him on the bootleg Instagram because I was going to ask him to fight me. Literally ask him to fight me. And
from our account.
From the bootleg account, yes. I was going to ask him to fight me. And he responded. He DM'd us on Twitter. What's up, fellas? Got the follow on IG, but I keep that essentially just for close friends and family. It's really not work-related at all. Just wanted to let you know. Keep up the good work. Could keep up the good work, though, Tom Loy. Said, I appreciate it, man. Wait, it means a lot.
Did he sign it?
He signed it like an email.
Oh, Jesus my Christ. God.
He signed it like an email.
He's a douche.
He said, Tom Loy 247/CBS Sports.
No way.
He's annoying.
Oh, my goodness.
I hate him.
I think we can't say that.
Okay, he's still like a little big-headed, and like I don't know if I really like him, but he's a lot better than I thought he was.
Correct.
I think he's still pretty egotistical for what it is.
I have no idea who this person is.
Definitely got you on the follow back here, though. Hit me if you guys ever need anything. Keep grinding. I said, will do, man. Same to you. Eric loves the recruiting board. He said, haha, love it. Glad to have him on board. And then I DM'd him the next day and said, hey, man, we were talking it over last night, and we thought it would be an awesome interview if you would ever have some free time just to talk Notre Dame recruiting. He said, sounds like a plan. We can make that work. Would you be able to do this weekend? Weekends are tough for me, blah, blah, blah. How long do you think you'll need? And then he DM'd, watch your guys' interview with Grant. That was great. Really well done. Your guys' laid-back approach will continue to have people interested in wanting to join you. Definitely enjoyed it. And then...
yeah, so when did we ask him?
Terrible radio.
And then he just came on. Yeah.
No, fair enough.
That's...
There's been so many times where it's like, all of our interviews, too, are just me DMing people on Instagram.
Randomly.
And they just respond like, yeah, I'll do that.
We have never sent an official email.
We have. We had
Ron
to,
Baker. Ron was
no,
the Ron
Lynette.
Was,
Lynette. We had to send Lynette, it. We had to go through
I remember Ron's emails.
Because that was cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
and the other one that we've sent a legit email to was Bobby at Blake Star.
Yeah, I was literally about to say, you remember the Blake Star?
We were in physics, just appalled.
We'd like a sponsorship, please, Mr. Blake Star, and be like, let's go!
Wait, can I find that email?
Oh my God, like an audio email.
Oh, speaking of, Hogan called me back.
Oh, about?
The NIL. He said they're going through like the legal side of it. He says once they get a deal, they'll call me like immediately.
Okay, so...
that's insane.
Yeah.
You guys are getting... a little bootleg info, inside info.
Can we share that? Isn't this explicit?
Yeah, I'll bleep it out. Mitch, what time are we recording right now so I know when to bleep it out?
13 minutes.
Okay. Write it down.
Matt, when was your S word? I'll just listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. It's within the first like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Do we have to bleep that out? Yeah, I guess we do.
This is very explicit.
No, not that. Mine.
I said, hey, guys, my name is Reed, and I'm a senior in South Bend, Indiana. My friends and I do a weekly sports podcast, and each episode is sponsored by different businesses. Why?
Yada, 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 yada.
Why?
Yada, yada,
yada. No, it just wasn't true.
At that time, it was.
Okay.
Now it's not. We haven't had a sponsor in 3 months.
Like two or three.
Yeah.
No, we know that. We actually had a decent amount. Luis Robert.
Tim Anderson. Drive left field.
That was Tim Anderson.
But then I said... I said, we've been looking for...
Eric just Castellanos to you.
He said, we've been looking for an official energy drink of the show, and we'd love if you guys would like to be that. And I literally just looked up energy drinks on Instagram and found this company and emailed them.
Out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. They're just Which,
I mean,
Atlanta.
Free plug.
We're so far away.
And I said, if interested at all, let us know. Thanks, your friends at Bootleg Sports. He responded, hi, Bootleg Sports. Want to blow some shit up? 4 question marks. Want to go next level? 4 question marks. Want to talk the talk and walk the walk? Are you going to waste my time like most folks who reach out to us? Or all caps, are you ready?
All caps, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Most kids talk and can't back it up because they're full of themselves. They don't understand the concept of team, putting others first. Just good old being nice, being real. If you're serious and you're not going to waste my time, I will authorize my social director to hook you up with 10 cases of my badass next level, next generation.
One email, he's like, wait, 10 cases wait, of this shit.
Wait. If you're serious and not going to waste my time, I will authorize my social media director to hit you up with 10 cases of my bad 4Ds, ass, 10 S's. Next level, next generation, better for you energy drink, ... So are you following me on Instagram yet? Hogan, comma, maybe set up an incentive plan with our guys where we set up a few cases and go from there. As you know, most folks are full of themselves who reach out to us. Let's go! And then he said, by the way, I almost forgot. I'm the founder and CEO. So what you got, Bobby Blake? And I was like, I was so intimidated at this point, so I responded, love that email, we're ready to work.
And then we call, wait, sorry, I'm not.
We'd love to do some ad reads in our next two episodes and some social media product promotion on our Instagram and Twitter in exchange. We have about 2,000 downloads so far. If you have any questions, let us know. He goes, awesomeness. Contact my social media director, Hogan, who was copied. Let's do some next level shit together, and so we'll connect sometime the Blake Star way. Take care, Bobby.
Bobby.
He is one of the most, like, that is such an aggressive way to open a professional email conversation.
He's a professional businessman.
He owns CEO.
And founder, right? CEO and founder.
He probably didn't know that we're just like a stupid podcast.
Yeah. Okay. But if we were high school students, we said that in the email.
Yeah, and that's why he was like, most kids are full of themselves. You want to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Can you imagine two real businesses operating and he just responds, you want to blow some up?
What company do you
ride? I knew from that point on. I was like, all right, this is going to be a great time.
Yeah.
And then we called Hogan, nicest guy ever.
Hogan's literally, like, I love normal. Hogan. I had conversation I had with him, bro. It was just so laid back.
Hogan is one of the most calm guys I've ever met. And I was so confused.
Is the fan on?
Yeah.
Turn off the fan. Turn off the fan.
Is it this one?
I don't know.
Yeah. Power button.
Thank you.
But that, yeah, what a start.
We asked Hogan about Bobby too.
Yeah, and he was like, we talked about the email, and he was just like, yeah, Bobby's like that.
It was so
funny. What time did he respond? What time were those emails sent?
Like in the morning.
I remember him being
like, we opened it in physics.
I remember him being like, Hogan was like, yeah, I'm more like the calm guy, and Bobby's more the energy guy.
I feel like it was like super early in the morning, like almost like a late night.
We sent that at 8:10 a.m. and he responded at 12:36 p.m.
We read it in physics. It was insane.
We sent it during Moxie, read it during physics. Yeah.
It was so nuts.
What an email. That's a great email.
Something else I was going to say. What were we just talking about, Bobby? Oh, yeah. Have you seen their Instagram?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of half naked girls.
Yeah, he's just like, he's two turnt Tony.
What?
Well, I don't know
some guy on Instagram.
He is always just partying. Like every
he's on a boat.
He's always just on boats partying. Bobby Blake. And he's he seems very calm.
He has to do roids.
Well, he's probably on TRT.
He's probably on coke.
Yeah,
that's he also could be on coke.
Yeah.
We said could.
Allegedly. Very allegedly.
Yeah, very allegedly could be on cocaine.
We have no idea.
Hardcore drugs.
Exactly.
But yeah, that stretch of time was insane.
I think the first episode we did that we still haven't should we release that? I still have the audio file if we want to release that.
It was so bad.
It's so bad.
It was awful.
Bad. Was that when Trace McSorley?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to sing that for me? Trace McSorley.
Throw it on a dime. I ain't even
It's a good song.
Just a kid from Briarwood. I'm wearing number 9. Gonna get copyright strike by Trace McSorley.
That's literally where most of his revenue probably comes from.
I guarantee it is.
Except he didn't make the song, so he's not.
Wait, Reed, remember, I think that was the episode where I talked about wanting to own a duck and domesticating a buffalo.
Yeah, domesticating a buffalo.
That was when we were just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were trying so hard.
Yeah, we were trying so hard to be zany.
Yeah.
We're so quirky and not like sports media.
Yeah.
And then we finally settled in. We're we don't have have to talk about domesticating buffalo.
We just don't have to talk sports.
We can just be funny.
Weird because we literally talked about
we're weird
the
enough.
Horse 4x100 last
we're weird
week.
Enough.
Okay, that was one of the funniest moments on the show. I think hands down the funniest moment had to be Eric's fry list.
Oh my God, I was literally going to get to that
later.
Yeah,
that is one of
because I was going to say that was the funniest moment of the show.
I'm going back and reading through some of our...
That's the hardest I think I've ever laughed.
Eric, I think about that at least 4 times a week.
Okay.
I want to go back to the award show. I think our award show was sneaky one of the funniest shows.
It was. Yeah. It was very funny.
I called in.
I don't think it did all that well, but it was so funny.
I think it did fine.
I think it was an average week. I think it was an average week.
Yeah, I think
we
it was average.
Up for it. That was very good for the socials. People loved it.
We had Pigeon of the Year or of World War II of the Year award.
Oh, yeah, because we had the pigeon, the World War II pigeon.
Eric Pierce or G.I. Joe, who was credited to saving over 1,000 soldiers during World War II. Winner Pierce Crawford. Best high school football player who sacked a Notre Dame future quarterback to win the game, which also happens to be a Friend of the Program of the Year award. In parentheses, pretty slim pickings here. Winner, Mitch Menting. Bootleg Sports Nickname of the Year Award, Chad Herbert, Teddy Roosevelt.
I forgot about Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
One that Reed came up with a couple of weeks ago, question mark.
It was, I don't think we ever figured out. It was Ginger Ninja.
That yes.
Was for Andy Dalton.
He's on the Bears now.
He is on the Bears
now. Another homer.
Tractor yeah. Cito. Eloy.
Two runs.
Jeez. Sports Commentary Comment of the Year Award.
Which one was that?
Chris wow. Collinsworth Moonball. Joe Buck, It's Caught. And then To the House, which was Eric's call.
True.
Vindictive Person of the Year Award. Fitzy, all of his revenge games. Adrian Peterson winning his revenge game over the Lions. And Reed Murray. I don't remember what I did.
I don't remember what you did either.
All constantly vindictive, I think.
Coolest Backup of the Year Award. Trace McSorley, Joe Flacco. Tyrod Taylor. And that was when we did the Here to Present This as President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And we had the video of Trump being like, Joe Flacco is an elite quarterback. That was and we played that.
Dude, yeah. That was a golden episode.
Incompetent Head Coach of the Year Award. O'Brien, Matt Patricia, Anthony Lynn.
Who won
Rising
that
one? Coach, Anthony Lynn.
Figured.
Rising Coach, GM of the Year, Urban Meyer, Matt Campbell, Reed Murray, Bill O'Brien. Insurance Company of the Year Award, and we literally just bleeped out every nominee True. And the winner. That was like we
that
were
was funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
Most Important Sandwich of the Past 2 Years Award.
McRib.
Popeye's Chicken Sandwich, Wendy's Chicken Sandwich, McRib.
McRib
winner,
won that.
McRib. Best NFL Quarterback to Play College in a State That Doesn't Exist Award, Josh Allen and Carson Wentz. Best NFL Coach at Keeping His Mask On, Who Also Happens to Be Attractive Award.
Cliff Kingsbury,
Sean McVay.
Do you remember Leslie said something about
Kingsbury?
Yes, Leslie
Kingsbury? Was like, is that my boy Cliff K? Because he was at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
That's where Leslie went.
No, she went to...
She went to Tech.
Was it Tech?
She went to Tech.
Yeah, she'd go to Tech.
The Most Attractive as a 100% Heterosexual Male Quarterback Award. Nominees are Chad Herbert and Jimmy G as a 100% Heterosexual Male. And the winner goes to Chad Herbert as a 100% heterosexual male.
I forgot about 100%
Me too.
Male.
This is like all inside jokes from the start of the show that we all kind of forgot about. So this is good to run through.
This is very good.
Best redhead quarterback to start the season as a starter and end the season as a backup, or start the season as a backup and end as a starter of the year award. Carson Wentz and Andy Dalton. Winner, Andy Dalton. Thunder shooting guard who got us seen on Twitter 500,000 times of the year award, Lou Dort.
Was it 500,000?
It ended with like 1.8 million impressions.
Oh my
I still
God.
Check that sometimes. Best bootleg sports of the tweet of the year award, Rocco Hog of the Year, Lou Dort tweet.
Forgot about the hog.
When I ratioed Barstool with like a picture of like Mike Tomlin and it got like 100 likes.
You did ratio Barstool.
Winner, Rocco Hog of the Year, massive upset. I don't know why we picked that. That was a terrible decision.
It's such a good decision. He's the hog.
There gotta be snubs in the bootleg awards too.
Worst Peaks and Valleys Performance of the Year Award. Eric's Holidays Peaks and Valleys.
Oh my
Eric's
God.
Eric's Peaks
yeah.
and Valleys Episode 2, where he mentioned all the insurance companies. Reed's Peaks and Valleys Episode 2. Eric, do you save all yours?
I might
go to the Holly episode. Was that the one
where you talked about the Grinch?
No, that was
for like
was
a
like, Christmas
very long time.
I think it may have been. Yeah, I think you're right.
Wait, holiday?
Holiday would have been
12th? December.
December 23rd, but recorded on December 21st.
The Grinch might have been your 2 minutes. You were like, you said we watched it in Econ, and then you talked about how the Grinch was like a communist or something.
Yeah,
for
you did talk about the Grinch a very long time.
Peak, Christmas trees, Christmas lights, Christmas
I remember
decorations.
This. It was awful.
Second peak, the Grinch. Very deep about consumerism. Valley, Christmas, and the end of Christmas. Christmas ends. That makes me sad.
That was a terrible
one. That was the worst Peaks and Valleys.
I have. Yeah, that one won. But there was Eric's Peaks and Valleys Episode 2, where he mentioned all the insurance companies, and then Reed's Peaks and Valleys Episode 2. Let me go find that. Yeah. I don't remember what that was.
The Sox are just destroying. Who's pitching?
Bootleg Sports Episode
2. A reliever. First start of the year.
One. Episode 2. Here we go. My peak was Planets, Moonball, Valley, Condiments.
Oh, yeah, because the reason why was because you said Planets, Moonball, and the moon's planet.
And then we had the Condiments when Mike Nolan got to pass Tabasco in his eye and had to cut the press conference short. Do you remember
that? See, that wasn't a bad...
That was a great performance. That was one of my, like... I remember when
that
I saw that...
The funniest.
I was dying laughing.
Yeah.
He literally had to end an interview short because he got Tabasco in his eye. And then we had Longest Sporting Event of the Year Award... Any baseball game that was played, any golf tournament that was played, Game 6 of the 2020 NBA Finals.
That
because that never ended. That was the joke. Athlete of the Year. Oh, this is a very motivational thing. Athlete of the Year, who we have tentative plans to interview, but we are waiting on confirmation of the year award. Cave
Braxton
and Mooney.
Cave
and Mooney.
We got both.
We did get both of them.
Yeah.
Football Hater of the Year Award, Darren Revell, Eric.
Yeah.
That was because Eric kept picking unders.
True.
And we were like, you hate football.
Oh, no, it was also Thursday night unders.
Yes, you yeah, love it was. That. You yeah. love the Thursday night under. Wait, real quick, going back to the Mooney thing. Remember we DM'd him? He was supposed to come on in like November.
Yes, and then he just never answered for like 6 months. And
I don't
would
know
read
how
all
we
of
got
them.
Him back in October.
And then
April.
It was Cave who won the award, right? And we were like, Cave, please come on. Yeah. And Cave came on.
Yeah.
And so did Mooney.
So did Mooney.
That is very motivating.
We have Dumper of the Year Award.
Fitzy.
Peterbilt 567 Dump Truck, Mac Granite Dump Truck, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick. This next one just says...
The Twins are so bad. He just dropped a can of corn.
This next one
says... right. Eric's right. He did drop a can of corn.
This next one just says, let me get an award here. I don't know what that was.
Okay.
I don't remember that either.
Chicken Farmer of the Year, Eric and Billy Football.
Had to be Eric, right?
Billy Football.
Wow.
I feel like...
Forgot that happened too.
Bootleg Sports Person of the Year Award, similar to Time Magazine Person of the Year. Kyle Hamilton, Chad Herbert, Josh Allen, Carson Wentz, Scott Hansen.
And I thought it was Scott.
Chad
I don't
Herbert.
Know who won.
No, it was definitely Scott.
It was definitely Scott because he shouted us out.
I remember we were going to give it to Chad, but I think
he
it was
always shouted us out. He was like, go listen to Bootleg.
Oh, no, he didn't say go listen to Bootleg.
I know, but he always said it's a bootleg.
He would be like, he just said the word bootleg. We're
right.
Like, oh, Scott Hansen just shouted us out. Yeah. We were idiots.
I know. That's why he won.
You know, honestly, though.
What a time.
Yeah. It was such a good time.
Honestly.
That was like, that was one of the happiest times of my life.
I can confidently say I'm such a different person. Like, that wasn't that long ago, but like.
I am a very different person. Yeah. And the show as a whole is so different.
Yeah.
It is very different. I mean, very different dynamic.
That was what, 8 months
Not even
ago?
In like a bad way. It was just so different.
Right. It's like, I'd say they're both equal. They're just different.
Yeah, they're very different.
Yeah.
When there's football on, we talk football.
That's
fine. And I enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Enjoy talking football.
We could talk some football.
So,
the Hall of Fame game.
So, did you see the field goal?
James Washington was mad he didn't play enough in the preseason game and requested to be traded.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's all I have from the game.
Najee Harris looked good.
Yeah, he did.
I hate the Steelers.
Did you watch that?
What?
Did you watch the game?
I talked to it. Yeah, Eric said he didn't watch it.
I had a fantasy football draft today.
I didn't watch it, no.
I had a fantasy football draft today.
Oh, it's way too early.
It's so early. I had no idea. And like they already had people as questionable and out. I'm like, okay, they're out for a preseason game.
I heard
that matters.
Najee Harris looked good because fantasy.
I also heard that Justin Fields looked good.
Do you remember when Eric told us that he had chickens? That was a great moment.
That was a
I feel like every other week you guys are like, you guys remember when Eric said he had chickens?
No, this is the first time.
Whoa. No, not the chickens. But I found my birth certificate. And it has Kenny on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Swear.
Hold on. Where is it?
Are we allowed to upload this to Twitter?
His birth certificate? Yeah.
Probably not.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
His birth certificate?
Oh, does it have a social security number on it?
Probably.
Does
or like know. Other sensitive information.
I thought it just has your name.
We like, can color it out on Snapchat.
Like all you need to get a new social security card is like ID, birth certificate. Kenny Lay. That's insane.
Yeah, yeah. And... Okay, here's
I'm sorry, Eric. Wait, is it Lie or Lay?
On the second day of April. I thought you were born on April 20th. I was like, that's insane.
Not quite.
I was like, that's just not his birthday.
Nope.
Eric's been lying. Kenny's been lying.
Is,
I don't know.
So I checked there's also a picture after that that shows like the date my name was changed. It wasn't until I was like 2.5.
Really?
So like they called me Eric like after like a month of me being Kenny.
How did that
But like Eric. They didn't.
I know we've talked about this, but like, how did that happen,
Eric? The TV.
Oh shoot, my bad.
You okay?
Here, can you change?
Remember when you screamed at it that one time because the TV wasn't working?
Yeah.
What game? I think that may have been the Bears game.
There's been so many times where Eric has screamed at us, or we've screamed at Eric.
Eric,
there's been
all
a lot
the time.
Of screaming on this show.
I feel like we never really scream at each other.
It's just us two screaming at Eric.
This triangle never really screams at each other. It's just. Eric either attacks us or we attack Eric, and then it's a screaming match.
I feel like you guys attack me first, usually.
I would say that's probably true.
Yeah.
But like, there are times when I attack you first. There are times when I attack you first.
I think the Chris Collinsworth comparison was the loudest I've ever heard Eric yell.
It was,
It was Max Kellerman.
Max Kellerman,
I've never seen Eric more pissed off.
You were so mad.
You were so mad.
I wasn't even mad at the Kellerman. I think I was...
You weren't even like...
You were like... You were disrespected.
No, but it wasn't...
In the biggest way ever.
It wasn't Kellerman. It was when...
Swinging a sword.
It was when I like was like, oh, I'm going to leave like jokingly. You guys were like, oh, thank God.
No.
I thought you guys were like being serious. I was so upset.
We literally locked Matt out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
but...
that we do that all the time.
Yeah,
and, like,
but
every
no,
time,
but that
like,
was like...
Every time someone's gone, we're like, thank God, this is the best show ever. But that's a running joke.
Yeah, yeah. No, but that was like...
No, you got ticked off when we originally said Kellerman. You're like, I am not Kellerman. Are you kidding me?
No, I was upset about that.
Speaking of Kellerman, Iguodala's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is back in the Warriors.
Okay, wait. So I have my my notes from episode one. And this was when I didn't.
What date was that?
It would have been like October 28th.
Yeah.
I think that was our first episode.
No, that wasn't.
That was when I set up the email.
That was, yeah, it wasn't.
But I didn't used to like categorize anything. So I did like an episode two because after episode one, I had no idea what any of my notes were about. So my first note is Felipe Franks.
Yep.
Mark Andrews. Apology to Mike Zimmer. Vikings are good? Dodgers pitchers pants. Adam Gase stepping down from play calling.
Oh, that was
Walker
Buehler's pants.
Yeah. Chargers are good. So are the Browns? Carson Wentz is still bad. Bill O'Brien to the Falcons? Dolphins are a sleeper. Jimmy G is bad. Bears are annoying. LeBron.
I think I deleted him.
LeBron.
Eagles plus 7.5. Washington, New York Giants under 43. Cleveland plus 163 money line. And I remember all of those hit, and I like had them as like a parlay, and it was like plus 1,000, and I hit it as the first ever picks on the Bootleg Show was a plus 1,000 parlay, and it hit.
Can I read my notes?
Yes.
Bills losing. I don't remember. I guess Rivers sucks. Justin Herbert is a god.
Like River Remble or
River Philip Rivers. I have no beef with River Remble.
I was so confused.
Vikings going for it. That was the time the Vikings played the Seahawks. They were like up five. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. And they handed off to Alexander Mattison. And he like missed like this giant hole.
Yes.
I said Packers minus 1.5 against the Bucks, proceeded to get mollywopped by the Bucks.
Forgot
that's
that
up there with
the
boat
thing.
Racing.
That is
up mollywopped. That's up there with boat race.
I don't have my first. I don't have my content from the first episode.
I don't have my first notes either. I must have deleted. Yeah. I
have all my notes. Every show.
Sometimes I delete them because I write them on my phone, like Eric. Sometimes I delete them and rewrite over them.
Yeah. When did I buy?
I'm so bad at predicting. Dak Prescott got getting hurt. I wrote that. Then I had Georgia plus 6.5 against Alabama.
They got destroyed.
Yeah, they got destroyed. I said no one's beating Clemson this year.
Notre Dame beat Clemson, and also, like the next week.
Yeah, it was not the next week.
It was like two weeks
after that.
It was not 2 weeks. Also, this was like
it. So was like the next week.
The happiest day of
Eric's
life.
When was your notes?
It was October 21st.
That would have been 2 weeks.
Yeah,
November
7th. So it's like okay.
I guess
it's like 2-3. Yeah. Okay, I was wrong.
I guess
obviously I was wrong. It was
two and a half.
But I said every team is the Big 12 because no teams play defense.
I think I also said something like that too.
We just had like the same shtick every episode.
Yeah.
Literally, we hated the Big 12.
It was college
hated
football.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah, it was college football. No, but then, the Big 12 praised Notre Dame.
I liked
NCAA.
Carson Wentz.
So that
I,
was like
NFL.
I liked Oklahoma. Banter. You hated Oklahoma.
We built the show on me and Eric fighting, basically.
Yeah.
On just having like I hated the Vikings.
In me,
you
just
loved the Vikings. Like, yeah. I didn't even dislike the Vikings. As you could see in my first notes, I said, "Are the Vikings good?"
True.
And then once you started liking them so much, I just was like,
"I still love the Vikings.
It'll be hilarious." I would just like to come out now that we're done. I didn't believe 75% of the takes I had on this show.
Outrageous takes you had?
It was funny,
well,
though.
I would fight Eric.
That's exactly, and it worked so well.
Because you and I would like pick up on like our sarcasm. We'd go with it.
Yeah,
like,
and Eric never did.
We'd fake convince ourselves to believe what we were saying.
No, I believed everything I said. I still stand by that.
See, this is why we got in a fight.
We fight every time.
Because there's so much stuff you say that is don't believe what you
it's
say,
baffling.
Or you are mentally ill sometimes.
You can't believe a tater tot's a fry. You can't believe it.
That's what I'm saying.
You had to
totally
say it to be quirky.
You just have to expand your mind a little.
That's what I'm saying. There's been so much stuff in the show where Eric either doesn't believe it or is like needs to be put in a psych.
You have to be in like a loose constructionist mindset when you're talking about fries.
Like that.
A loose constructionist mindset.
No, you don't have to be in a loose constructionist
it's just
mindset
not.
For fries.
It's straight fry, crinkle cut, curly.
Steak.
Waffle.
We're not.
Steak is totally fried.
Can we please stop going back into this?
That's like the main five.
Oh my God, this was when the Bears started off 5-0.
Yeah, and I thought we were going to the
They didn't go 5-0.
Yes,
they
did. No, we went 5-1.
3-0, 5-1.
Yeah, you're right. Started 5-1, and we had the best record in the NFC.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about
we were winning the Super Bowl.
They have to be like, they're maybe.
Then we lost like 6 in a row.
They're easily one of the worst playoff teams of all time.
The Bears?
Yeah.
One of the worst regular season teams of all time.
No, like teams to make the playoff is what I meant.
Do you guys remember how much?
Do you not remember
the
13-3 Packers?
True.
You remember how
worst 13?
Worst 13-3 team ever.
Who was the team this year that people said about that?
Bucks? Chiefs?
No, it was like
Ravens.
Ravens weren't 13-3.
I don't remember. It was like facetious.
I know who you're talking.
Steelers.
Oh, yeah. It was the Steelers.
They started off what, 9-0.
It was 11-0. Worst 11-0 team ever.
They lost to the football team. Yeah. Before they were like, ooh, the football team.
Because PMT was talking about how like it was so like
because he loved the football team and then and he was big on the football team and then he said like the football team will beat them.
But
watch
that. I did say that. No, I think I had that take. I think that was me.
I think you both.
It also, as PMT,
you're big on the.
That's also
team.
This whole show is literally just mostly stolen PMT stuff.
No, okay, there was actually
in
like
football.
A,
there was
a weird stretch where we would say stuff, and then on Wednesday they would come out with the show, and like we would have the exact same opinions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a weird stretch where that would happen, but
that was really strange because I would text you.
No,
because
like, we would record on Sunday night.
Yep,
and then Monday there would always be like one thing about football that we would have like the weird, an oddly same opinion on about PMT.
And then it sounded like we stole it because we released it on Wednesday.
Yeah,
which I was very upset about.
We did steal a lot from them. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no, we did.
Like this entire
like,
show
is
based
that's
off
the
that.
Baseline is
this
like
an entire Twitter personality.
I have never stolen from them.
Well, Eric, because you don't listen.
Is also based on. PMT and also relies on PMT because we react to everything. Everything
we,
big
we
on the Twitter
react
is reacting to PMT.
We do a react. Lot of my peaks and valleys for a stretch was just Barstool.
Yeah, it was.
And PMT.
I remember a lot of the things you saying. Like,
and Eric never used to get it all. Yeah,
yeah. I used to go over my head a lot.
Yeah. I think a lot of it still kind of
does. There's so
some of it does.
There's like PMT genuinely is hilarious.
So
yeah. And there's so many inside jokes in that show, and we would like bring them up a lot, and Eric would just not really get it.
Yeah,
I'd be like, I'm gonna pretend to laugh.
I didn't realize that was a pretend laugh. Thanks for clarifying.
I'm trying to go through some of my old. Oh, I know what I was gonna say. Remember how many sports we used to have to watch? Like, I don't know about you guys. I literally would block off my entire Saturday and Sunday just to watch sports.
Yes.
And my family would be like, "We have a funeral to go to." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, we're recording tomorrow night, and I need to watch this D3 football game."
I would watch sports with my laptop in my lap, typing notes as the game was happening.
Dude, we literally like. I used to watch Red Zone.
Yeah.
And take notes on
every
single game.
Everything.
Thank God
it was miserable.
I wasn't on this show in NFL.
We used to like actually
pair a lot. No, but I have the NFL pass, so I just watch the game. I hate Red Zone.
We would have argued
so much about my hatred for Red Zone because
I
hate it.
I love Red Zone.
Red Zone is the best thing ever created.
I think Boiler TV has Red Zone, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I think it does.
That's insane.
I remember I didn't have Red Zone.
Dude,
I would have
Red Zone.
I would go to like the official NFL clips of like the YouTube and
I remember that.
Yeah, I'd watch the
you
entire
would.
Yeah,
I remember
that's
that
what
too.
I would do.
Wow. Dude, I forgot how much football we'd watch on a weekend.
Dude, I used to watch like
it was a
if
grind.
One of my I remember there was one time I picked like some team that Alabama was or like Alabama State
versus
BYU. Versus BYU like -49.5 or +49.5.
You're like,
and
that's
I was
such a good bet.
And I watched that game because I was like, that's so many points they have to cover. And they ended up losing by like 51. I remember it being so close and I was watching this game.
There were so many bad beats. There were so many bad beats in college football. The Minnesota game was the Minnesota Purdue, the worst beat ever.
Dude, there was like a stretch where there was like 8 straight of those.
No.
The Seahawks.
Seahawks Eagles.
Seahawks Eagles was the worst beat.
That was, I remember texting you and you like had a mental breakdown.
Because you picked it on the show and if you would have actually bet it, you would have lost. You would have been so mad. If you actually lost money on that game.
What even happened? Wasn't there like
safety? So Carson Wentz threw a pick and they're down 23-10, lines +6.5.
How do you remember? That's impressive.
Yeah. So it's like +6.5. No, it's 23-9, +6.5. Carson Wentz, they throw a Hail Mary, catch it.
Yeah.
And then, so it's 23-15, kick the extra point, still lose by 7. Doug
they
Peterson's
go for
like,
two.
Let's
I
go for
they
two.
Go for two
let's
and they
go
got
for
it.
Two.
And they got
and they
I
got
forgot
it.
About
23
that.
23-17, they cover. And it's not even like it's pushes because it's 6.5.
I forgot about that. There was so many.
That's
of those.
The correct math move.
I mean, technically,
the game was over. Yeah,
that's
was
what that's oh, what I was convinced
was
that
zero,
something
like,
was going
literal,
on.
Literally,
seconds.
The game was over.
I think that was
and
like
they,
two on the clock.
And they still
because first they have to elect to do it.
Yes,
if it was at zero.
Yes,
because you can pick not.
Yes.
To.
Well, then I got screwed in the other one too. Remember who was it that didn't kick
the Bears.
The Bears.
They
Saints.
Didn't kick the extra point.
It was a 9.5 spread.
Yes, and I for some reason, I picked the Bears.
Or 8.5, because I think they lost by 9.
I don't remember, but I remember like We were recording and I was screaming at the TV because they weren't kicking the extra point.
Yeah, I was
point. Too.
Dude, I forgot. That's what I was convinced that something fishy was going on because it happened in like the Navy game too.
Dude, it happened literally like 8 straight weeks where I would have a beat like that. Hold and up. I would just
the Browns Ravens.
Yes! Yes! There was so many games where I was just like, I have to
they
be cursed.
They lateraled 8 times and I then have to touchdown. Be cursed.
I think I had Browns. Browns were like plus 254 that game. And I think I had the Browns money line that game. There were so many games like that that I literally was just like, someone has it.
Was that Lamar Jackson poop
game? Yes, that was the Lamar Jackson, Lamar poop, Jackson game.
Poop game.
What it was like two what overtimes.
What a game.
That was a Monday night game, and I remember I was at the gym, and I was like, yeah, the Browns won. And I stopped watching, and I got home, checked my phone, and I was like,
the Tracy McSorley torn ACL game.
Yes. Oh, man. Good memories.
Yeah.
Really good memories. How long do you guys want to go today?
Hey, let's just keep chopping it up.
Just keep riffing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. I forgot like all of that happened.
I remember trying. I think trying to explain to you that like you weren't hedging your bet, air quotes, by what'd you do? It was like Syracuse. You took Syracuse plus.
Oh my God! Wait, hold up. I'm responding to my dad.
You took Syracuse plus 21.
No, I had Notre Dame minus. No, you're right.
I took Syracuse.
I took Syracuse initially. I had like Syracuse plus 21.5, and then Notre Dame was blowing them out of the water. Yep. So I picked like Notre Dame minus 28.5 or something like that.
No, you took Syracuse plus 28.5, and you said you were hedging it.
True, you did.
But that's not the case, because if Notre Dame won by like 29, it's not.
And Eric was trying to explain.
Like hedging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric was trying to explain hedging, and I just couldn't get it through my thick skull. I was like, Eric, that's literally hedging my bet. Or no, I took like... I want to say I took Notre Dame to cover. I know I took Notre Dame to cover. I know for a fact I took Notre Dame.
If you took Notre,
it was minus 33.5 live. I remember I took Notre Dame minus 33.5, and I was like, Eric, that is literally hedging my bet. I cannot lose. And you were like, that's not hedging your bet.
Yeah, because if Notre
Dame they scored
won,
like
if Notre Dame scored,
they scored like super late for that to cover.
Yeah, because if Notre Dame wins like by 28, you lose both bets.
And you were like picks. And I was like, Eric, that's literally hedging. Because that was when we were doing the picks competition.
Right.
When we were doing like who had the best record at the end of the season.
Right, yeah.
And that's when I was getting like really intense into it.
I forgot there's a stretch of time where I was so high on Rutgers.
Well, yeah, every week you used to take Rutgers money line. Or no, Rutgers spread.
It was Rutgers spread. There were a couple times.
No, I want to say you took money line.
I took Rutgers money line a lot.
Dude, picks were so fun. Yeah.
They were
so
fun. I loved
picks.
I don't know what happened. I think when I reset my computer, like everything just like left.
Okay, remember when I showed up for the one random episode and
the Giants game?
And I was a genius. I was like, hey, the Giants are going to go like 6-0 over these next 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I was literally like right.
Yeah.
You said they'd go 8-8.
Yeah.
They were like 2-7. And I was like, they're going to finish near 500 and they might win the East. And who was the quarterback week 17 for the Eagles?
Jalen Hurts?
No, the backup they brought in and took out Jalen Hurts.
Oh, when they threw the game.
Oh, Sudfeld?
Yes. I was
Sudfeld. Nate Sudfeld.
I was Nate Sudfeld.
I was so pissed.
Feld.
Nate Sudfeld.
Sudfeld.
No, Sudfeld. It was Sudfeld.
Sudfeld. I'm a Nate Sudfeld away from being correct.
That was one of the most fun games of football I've ever watched. As a football team fan and like... as someone who had a pick, I think I picked like the football team money line or something like that. That was one of the most fun football games I have ever watched. They should have lost that game
in my basement. I was screaming in my
basement.
And then
the interview after where Doug Peterson was like, we do everything we can to win football games. No, you don't. Literally, no, you do not.
He got fired, didn't he?
Yeah.
So glad
instantly fired.
So Nate Sudfeld,
that was the most obvious throw
it was
in
so
NFL history.
Yeah.
And Jalen Hurts wasn't even doing good.
No.
Or bad.
He wasn't doing good or bad. Yeah, he was doing extremely average.
That was it. That I forgot about that.
Oh, it was such a
didn't
throw.
They took him out in the fourth quarter, right?
I think it was the start of the fourth.
Yeah.
Eric, here it is. North Alabama plus 47.5 versus BYU.
That was absurd.
Okay, wait, here were my picks for this week. Indiana plus 20.5.
Against
Dolphins
two,
minus...
I don't remember.
Ohio State.
Okay.
Dolphins minus
they
3.
They covered that, didn't they?
They did. They only lost by like 7 or 14. Dolphins minus 3 versus Broncos. Saints minus 4.5 versus Falcons. That covered as well, because that was when everyone started realizing the Falcons were terrible. North Alabama plus 47.5 versus BYU. Rutgers plus 260 versus Michigan. Didn't they win that game? Didn't Rutgers beat Michigan?
I think I also took Rutgers because I was high.
No,
on Rutgers.
I don't think they did, but they almost did.
You're right. They that totally was a close covered. Game. They that covered, was a close game.
Yeah.
Well, I took plus 260. Yeah, and then I said I'm smarter than
they
Vegas.
Lost by 7-6, 48-42 in overtime.
Yes.
Yeah, they went to overtime.
November 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is okay. Remember that
48-42.
Remember that tweet that went viral the other day, and it was just like, so guys love talking about old sports players, and they'll talk about that's us right now.
Yeah.
We're just being like, remember Nate Sudfeld? I'm like, yeah, that guy was so cool.
No, he was not
like,
cool.
That dude was
he was the coolest. Nate Sudfeld has my heart.
It was so funny watching him try.
Speaking of.
That whole game was
he's like, I don't know if I'll get in trouble for trying to win or not. So he's like, he's just
Doug
like
Peterson
nervously
pulled him
in
over.
The pocket.
He was like, if you throw a touchdown, you're caught immediately.
I'm going through my notes, and I
Nate
see
Sudfeld cannot afford to be cut.
Valley Bendinucci.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that
God.
Was when Gucci did it.
Oh my God.
No, but that, it was because of his old tweets.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They were so racist. Oh,
that was,
they were
very that was racist. The same week as Notre Dame Clemson, and I just have like
that was when,
so many notes.
That was your greatest week ever.
Your greatest 2 minute ever.
Who did they play when they literally killed Andy Dalton? Like cheap shot at
Bengals. No,
I thought it was the football team.
It was the football team.
The football team.
They murdered Andy Dalton.
No one stood up for him.
Yeah, they cheap shotted him, and their entire line just like sat there.
Yeah, because that was one where I was like, no one likes Andy Dalton. He's a terrible locker room guy.
That was when we were like, you cannot be an offensive lineman.
It was National Cowboys Day yesterday.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Didn't Dak get hurt the same game? Or game before?
No.
That's right.
Dak got hurt against the Giants?
Dalton got concussed, and then earlier that game, someone else got concussed.
No.
Someone got concussed.
Oh, this is very important. Same week, Jameis Winston ate a W.
True.
But I forgot about that. Yep.
Oh, my God. Yep. Another one?
Shot. Absolute shot.
That's fair. Socks are popping.
Oh, my God.
That is fair.
That's his second
Twins
of the game.
Don't care. Mickey Mouse homers. No. Oh, is it Eloy?
Yeah, that's
then
Eloy.
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Loves you very much.
Yes, he does. He obviously loves Eloy today.
Yes, he does. What did he just throw up?
He just... God.
MLB God. Went woke.
God.
Just throwing up gang signs now just during the game.
God. True. Just play. Just play.
Just play the
Just
ball.
Run the bases. Act like you've been done it before.
Just shut up and dribble.
Shut up and dribble.
God.
Was that Barkley?
No, that was a Fox News anchor about LeBron.
Yeah.
Really?
I think LeBron.
And then he was hashtag shut up and dribble for a very long time.
For literally like every Instagram post for a year.
LeBron
he,
was?
Yeah, he did like
hashtag shut up and dribble.
I remember like. What he said was something like very not controversial too.
Yeah.
And then some like old white lady went on the news and was just like, who cares? LeBron just needs to shut up and dribble.
I remember that.
It was funny. It was a great moment. The libs, SMH.
True.
Liberals.
I was dying when you said that.
Le libs.
Mickey Mouse party. I hope people don't think we're serious.
We're so
satirical.
We don't talk politics.
Here.
Don't talk politics.
Remember when Lewis Nix passed? Just remembered that. I'm going through like all the titles.
Oh yeah, dude. Remember when
when I got addicted to Top Shot for like a month?
Yes.
That was so weird.
Yeah, Top Shot opening.
Do you still have your Top Shot stuff?
Yeah, I know. I sold it all. Eric, I made like $500 on that.
That's insane.
Profit.
That's
like
absurd.
Not like revenue, profit.
You tried to explain Top Shot to me like every day in econ.
Because it was so stupid.
I didn't understand or like 2 weeks. And I was like, you need to stop.
The
I don't understand
it. The market was so broken
Why
for
don't
so long?
I just screenshot this video?
All you did was just buy a pack for $7 and then everything would sell for at least like $30 in the pack. And you would get one card that was like guaranteed to sell for like $250 in the pack. It was so absurd. I don't know how that happened.
Remember we did an NFL mock draft?
Oh, yeah.
And
we
you
were
took
just like
Ian Book?
Yeah, yep. We were just being like really stupid the whole time.
That was the point.
And Eric was getting so mad.
Yeah, I was getting very mad.
Because Eric like did his research.
Oh,
and like,
oh yeah, and I drafted a safety and said I convert him to wide receiver.
Didn't you take Mac Jones and then traded him to yourself? And
yes,
like,
he did. He did.
Yeah.
That was like peak. Then we had Eric's tips to fill out your bracket.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
I thought that was fine.
It was funny.
Remember we were supposed to have Troy Fumagalli on? He just didn't respond to my text. Yeah. That was sad.
I'm going to go back and like read some of the descriptions.
Jack's
That's
Donuts.
What I'm doing right now. Pro
Jack's
day.
Donuts. Love Jack's Donuts.
Yep.
No. No.
Hey, do we even have
I've
to
never
say
had
that
Jack's
anymore?
Donuts.
No. They're great donuts. Like that's
no,
not even...
I don't... They're not oh, that really? Good.
Donut,
I don't think they're that
The donut
good.
Shaped ice, though.
That's that, cool. okay, that's yes. Cool. That's the donut shaped ice okay, is the best feature.
Honestly, like...
I think they're mediocre.
Gonna be honest.
I think they're mediocre.
No, like they were not great to do business with. I'll be completely transparent here. We're being bootleg transparency today.
We might never have an episode again. You can say whatever you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. Other than cuss, because
well, actually, if there's an episode people are gonna listen to, it might be this one.
That's what I'm saying.
True. Yeah.
But wasn't the great to do business with, had some rocky relations. Not even rocky. They just didn't want to pay us. I think that's why we were mad.
Yeah.
We were like, can we have like $10 and a donut? And they were like, you can have a donut. We're like, please just give us like $20. They're like, you can have a donut and some energy drinks. And we're like, please, like $20. That's it.
Well, we need to start begging again. We're broke.
We are broke.
Anyway.
Buy merch.
Please.
Two things we don't discuss.
We're so poor.
Politics and money, okay? Let's keep it. Yes. We don't discuss finances.
You were just discussing finances.
Talk about how much you made off Top Shots.
Well, I love discussing how rich I am.
And then you were talking about how we just need money.
We got Panera with the read today, and the swipe reader was not working for Panera. So I swiped his card like 50 times. I'm like, I'm sure you just paid for like $400 worth of Panera. And he's like, thank God I'm rich. Like, he worked an 8 to 5.
I did work for 2 months. For 3 months.
Yeah, that does make you a lot of money.
It makes you a lot of money.
Yeah, actually, I don't doubt that. We did record on your birthday.
We did record on my birthday. That was the Angelica. Because that was when you went soft, and on your birthday, you didn't want to record. And I said something to Eric, I want to say, and I was like, my birthday, I sucked it up and recorded.
No,
Matt's birthday,
on the show.
Doesn't want to record.
It was on the show.
Was it on the show?
It was on the show.
I don't remember what
and
I
yeah,
said.
Yeah, hand up. I didn't want to record on my birthday.
Went soft.
I did go soft. Canceled.
Out of town for my birthday.
Wasn't Suit Leg on your birthday too?
No.
Oh yeah. My God.
Was it?
Yeah, Suit Leg was on your birthday.
Yeah, because that was how it started, because you guys came in to say happy birthday to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah,
you gave me
the
Daft Punk
poster. And I brought you the poster.
It was a great poster.
It was a great
poster. I still
poster.
Love that. That's like my favorite poster.
I got Jimmy John's that day.
You did get Jimmy John's that
yeah,
day. I remember
I'm
that.
With you, I'm pretty sure.
And then Jimmy and Willow were like, I was
we
like,
want to record.
I was like, guys, can we please just start recording? I want to go home. And they were like, oh no, we were waiting for Steve. Because Steve had a postpone
yeah,
or something like that.
We were waiting for Steve.
And or no, we interviewed Steve, they came here. And then they recorded in between when we actually recorded. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
You're right.
That was when Suit Leg Borts was a weird time.
It was like an hour 30.
It was so long.
It was so unbelievably long.
And it was, to me, thought it was hilarious. To anyone else, like
they
outside
yeah,
of like
yeah,
six
like,
people at Marriott.
We gave every high school basketball player we know rankings of
that
if
was,
high
that
school
was really
2K.
In 2K.
High school
but
2K.
It was so funny to us. That's like unpublishable. And then what did you guys talked about like superhero movies for an hour?
Oh, we talked about like best villains ever.
Yes.
And like best basketball
about how
players.
Hot Anne Hathaway is.
True. Well, Jimmy was obsessed.
Well, we did
Jimmy's
talk about Anne Hathaway for a while.
Hathaway.
Isn't everyone? But
No. I can't tell you the last time I've thought about Anne Hathaway before
that. Right. Now
before
I am.
Listening to
now
Sue
I am.
Leg, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever thought about Anne Hathaway.
I watched Interstellar and like
romantically.
And then
I called my sister the other day because she lives far away and she's pregnant. Hey. And she was like, I don't know.
She is?
Yeah.
Allie's pregnant?
Congratulations. No, Danny. Allie's so young.
It's
young.
Like, what?
No, Danny is pregnant. Yeah.
It's like, I thought I would have
been. I'm
going to
be an uncle in like a few months.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. So, we're just talking.
It's a pretty good time.
It's
a really good time being an uncle.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
And she's like pregnant in like New Orleans, which is like COVID central right now. So, she doesn't go outside. And she's like, I'm watching this video about theory of relativity. And I'm like, shut up, nerd. And then she explained, oh, no, it's an Interstellar. And then explained the plot of Interstellar to me for 10 minutes. 10 minutes of just talking about it. I didn't say one word.
What is Interstellar?
A movie.
A movie?
Well, never seen it. Like, I've never seen it.
But I was like,
stupid movie. So many plot holes.
Really?
Okay.
It's terrible.
Like, actually, like, are you being serious?
Like, I watched it when I was really young, too.
How you were said, like, you were very facetious, like obviously facetious. I thought I was being too. I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Is that what happens? Didn't understand it. For 10 minutes.
I'm so sorry, Danny.
I know. But then, you know, she's pregnant, so I can't tell her to shut up.
No, it's that's one of the most, I got a really heated argument about this the other day. It is one of the dumbest movies ever. Everyone loves that movie.
I think
movie.
Will likes Interstellar.
In so I've never
what's
watched
the, what's
it.
What's the other one that
Inception?
Is Inception.
That's
Will loves
Will
Inception.
Does love
I think,
Inception.
I think Will likes Interstellar.
Inception is genuinely a great movie.
Yeah.
There might be a plot hole, but it's like you can follow it if you pay attention.
Right.
Interstellar, they literally just like go fast enough and then end up like in a bookshelf and you like pull out a book and you like see into your child's room. And everyone's like, no, this is a real space movie. It could happen. You're an imbecile. It's the stupidest movie ever. They try, because like they try, like I get it if it's fiction, whatever, not really my type of movie, but everyone tries to play it off like it's like a genius futuristic
science
movie.
Science fiction? One step away from science fact.
True.
It's a quote from Thor. I had to watch Thor the other day.
Okay.
I'm watching all the Marvel movies in order.
But I'm looking at our one of our descriptions I wrote like to title our content. I forgot we talked about the Manti Te'o sitch with Braxton.
Oh, we did.
That was a really good question.
Yeah.
We did. We
one of the, main things that Kyle told us was you want to push the line but not cross it. I think that was a push line.
We feel like we did that with a lot of people.
We did. Who was it?
I think that was like what made us good is we were very lighthearted and funny. So I feel like we developed a relationship pretty quick.
Where you could push
that. Yeah, because it wasn't just like we started off and we were like, tell us about your, like an Angelo DiCarlo question.
Like, how do you feel about Manti Te'o?
No, because you don't feel like you have any rapport with the person when you ask stuff like that. But when you start off and you're like, tell me about sixth grade when you got, like, what did we do with Lynette? We found like her like sophomore year dance video or something like that.
And
like
when we looked up how she became Leprechaun.
When we find stuff like that, they're like, oh, they know about me.
Right.
So then you can ask like a little personal questions.
You can have like jokes and stuff like that. And you talked about Johnny Football. Remember Kyle told Johnny Football.
She talked about how good our interview
like,
was.
Like, I remember that question being really underwhelming.
It was very.
We were like, because Kyle made it seem like there was like, I think Braxton probably withheld a little bit. But I remember Kyle was talking like it was like one of the craziest stories he's ever heard.
Dude.
And I feel like Kyle's heard some crazy stories.
Look at this NFL stuff.
Yeah, that's how mine was every week.
It's insane.
Now we show up with nothing. Maybe some peaks and valleys.
I have peaks and valleys. That's it. Yeah. Remember WBA show Sawa?
Are we doing
peaks and valleys? I didn't even know if we were going to do it. Yeah, it's tradition.
Right? Some 2 minutes, too.
Well, Eric does still have his 2 minutes. Holy.
Wait. I have an idea. Wait. I have an idea. What if we like break soon and the last bootleg ever is just ends with Eric's 2 minutes. I feel like that kind of has to be it.
No, we have to do peaks and valleys. We have to.
I thought we were just. We'll have a break. And you can think of some.
Then
yes, I think we need to end with Eric's 2 minutes.
Well, it's not the last ever. We don't think.
Exactly. We don't think.
Yeah.
But you never know. But like, yeah, it's a good thing to end with because whatever we come back, who cares that we put it at the end?
Yeah, sure. If this is the last one, it's such a fitting way to go out.
The one thing that's like been consistent, peaks and valleys,
the one thing that everyone loves for whatever reason.
Is Eric.
Yeah. All right, you guys want to cut now so we can...
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Okay, it was a great reminiscing session.
That was a very good reminiscing session. I like I'm looking too. Back at my notes. I have a full scroll on my like touchpad of football.
Yeah. It's been like... I know we're going to do peaks and valleys in then 2 minutes. What a great ride.
It has been.
I'm going to get emotional talking about this, but what an amazing experience. Like, if this is the last show ever, like, I cannot articulate how much fun this has been, how much I appreciate all the listeners who actually listen every week, how much I appreciate all the guests who came on.
How much I appreciate, like, all you guys taking time out of, like, your Sunday. Like, Sunday's usually, like, a family day for me personally. Yeah. Like, I mean, today's Monday, but, like, we usually record
and
on
just, like, a relaxing day. Yeah.
I don't know. I have thoroughly loved this.
And yes. I will never find a couch comfier than this.
That ever. Is a very comfy couch. Comfiest couch. I've napped on that couch multiple times.
It's great.
It's a great couch. Really?
What? Yeah. Why? Why are you here so often?
No, well, it's just like
you just like
twice.
Come here sometimes to sleep.
Like twice. Like I think someone's out getting food or something, and I just
oh I remember
like
that. We used to do that a lot.
Yeah.
But
yeah, this is it's been incredible.
We've gotten sappy on here a few times before, but.
Hold on.
It's been very surreal. Like talking to Bonzi, talking to Mooney, talking to all these people.
You remember
Eric looks like he's queuing something up. What do you want to say, Eric?
No, I'm not queuing anything up. I'm just
thinking,
taking everything in.
We left school early to come for the Ron interview, like way earlier than we needed to. I know.
We did.
Yeah.
And we'd have an interview at 5 and leave at 2.
Literally. And like the Mooney interview, we didn't show up until lunch.
We told Eric to buy a bunch of
words and
the bunch of words so he has Ron to prom.
Oh yeah,
I forgot. Yeah.
And he said no.
He said no. He said I've seen that before.
I forgot about that. You snap. You Vince or you you
Jacksoned it.
Yes,
that happened on this date.
Yeah,
that happened on this date. Yes, because I follow MLB on this date. It's just random fun things.
Wait,
that
what
I
happened
like.
On this date?
Bo Jackson snapped his bat over his leg after striking out in the fifth.
Huh.
And Eric,
good reference.
And Eric
Bo Jackson, his Ron Baker prom.
That was a sad moment. There's how sad were you?
So many crazy.
I wasn't that sad.
Just like things that I'm convinced.
You know what?
Just like
Eric still ended up going to prom. What a hero.
I did.
Hero.
I did.
Yeah, thing. I mean, no. I don't know. This feels like a weird, this whole experience feels like a weird like glitch in the simulation.
Weird fever dream,
yeah.
Like, why did it work?
Why us? There's so many podcasts. Why did like Ron Baker be like, yeah, it's fine. going.
Why
that
did
one.
Anyone?
Well, Kyle.
Why did Bonzi say, yeah, I'll go on that one?
Right.
Why did Mooney go
why
on?
Why didn't Moxie be like, no, this isn't a real business?
Well, they did
say that.
And then we like started making money. They're like, oh.
We literally had a meeting and they were like, this is stupid.
And yeah, like Iris was in the back of the Zoom doing the like incomplete call. Just like,
because
she was like, this is a gateway to a bigger business.
No. What did they say?
They said like a podcast should promote a business.
Yeah.
They also said, is this a hobby or is this a business? I think you need to think about that.
I was heartbroken.
And right now we were heartbroken.
I was
heartbroken.
So imagine what you guys would have done if you guys didn't do this.
And then, I'd be so miserable. Stupid.
And then 3 weeks later, we came back and we were like, hey, here's a $600 we've made so far. And they were, well, excuse me?
I think like the biggest.
Nobody else had even thought of a business yet.
Right. Yeah. I think the biggest thing for us was Leslie just saying, just do one episode, see how it feels. And we're like,
well,
we
Leslie from
this.
Day one has been our biggest supporter.
Right. Yeah. Shout out
from
Leslie.
Day
we
one.
Love you. I genuinely love you, Leslie.
She is one of the purest human beings I've ever met.
Ever.
I don't think she has ever had a like a negative. Malevolent thought.
Yeah.
No. Malevolent's bad, right?
Yeah, malevolent is bad.
Like Mao.
Yeah, that's true. Malicious. I don't think she's ever had malicious intent.
I don't think so.
Anything. I don't think she's physically capable of it.
I really don't think so either. Mitch, have you met Leslie?
Yes.
Did you meet her at the expo?
I met her at the expo, I believe. But she's, I met a lot of people at the expo. So
sweet. So sweet.
And then, I mean, we got to talk about Kyle.
Kyle Sugar.
True, Kyle. True.
Yeah, Kyle's just...
Kyle's been our day one.
Met Kyle.
That actually is day one.
Yeah.
He is... Oh, man, I'm going to get emotional here.
Kyle.
What a great guy.
Just like, we're in his studio for free. A lot of people have to rent out the studio. He's just like...
Yeah. Genuinely...
And we've tried to pay him.
Yeah.
Just a stand-up guy.
Love Kyle.
It's good he never took it.
We'd be
out of the business.
The fact that after his talk...
All we did was say, hey, your talk was cool. We also love Pardon My Take. And 2 seconds later...
He's like,
here's my email. Come sit in on Mike Bibby.
Yeah. That...
Like he
that
he was,
didn't happen.
He was like, so supportive and welcoming to us immediately.
We asked, like, we supplied probably 45% of their interview questions to Mike Bibby.
We did. That was kind of cool.
That was very cool. Yeah. At that point, I was like, we can do this.
Well, I think that was when we were like first starting Moxie and everyone was like first impressions, everything.
Yeah.
And I remember I texted and said, prepare questions, because I think if we do that, it'll make a really good first impression.
Yeah.
And we all prepared questions and he was pretty like laughing fairly hard at all of our questions. So yeah.
The Shark Tank one was funny.
Shark Tank one was funny.
I kept dropping.
The Trent and Jerry was also very funny.
Yeah. Trent and Jerry's was very funny. I don't think many people know what Trent is though.
Trent's just a steroid.
No, I know, but I think it's a very, that's like almost, reach for the stars. Can't, what
yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
reach
yeah.
for the stars, get a candy bar, the, buy a candy bar.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's almost like that level niche.
Yeah.
Because you might know steroids, but knowing them specifically, my name is pretty niche.
True. I just know steroids from you.
Yeah. But yeah.
You want to break and then wrap up? All right.
I need to get some cold air. It's pretty hot in here.
It's always hot.
All right. All right. One last ride.
Possibly.
Likely.
Likely.
Let's be honest. Peaks and Valleys.
All right, Reed. Kick us off, big man.
My first peak is, thank you. I love when people call me like big guy, big dog, big man. It's my favorite. That's like my favorite thing to be called.
I love it when like a southern lady, like Miss A, says honey.
Oh, that's a great one too. Or baby.
Yeah, baby.
Because it's like so not creepy when they say it.
It's so genuine.
If a northern woman called me baby, I'd be like, okay, cougar, chill out. If Miss A calls me baby, I
melt.
You melt.
From New Orleans. Melt. No, not New Orleans. Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yeah. Yes.
She's from Texas.
I had a very long talk with her about Louisiana.
I swear she moved from Texas.
Or maybe she's from Louisiana.
Yeah, but I think she moved from Texas.
Yeah. I've known her since grade school. I should know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice lady. Shout out Miss A.
Yeah, so many passes that I should not have gotten.
We've shut her out a lot of the times on the show.
I love her. Also, shout out Miss Kazer. She damned
it. When we called my mom to let me leave.
Yes.
And then Will's mom wouldn't let him leave on senior skip day. And we called
wasn't senior skip day. That was
senior prank day. I'm sorry. I misspoke. And we called my mom again and said it was Will's mom.
Yeah.
And
it was clearly the same.
And Will was like, mom, worst acting I've ever seen in my
mom,
life. Hey, mom, can I leave school now, mom?
And Rhonda was like, yes, son.
Did you guys water gun to Miss Hammond on the way out?
That was not me. Mitchell,
Reed, Mitchell,
you are the biggest liar.
You
hit Miss Hammond with the water.
Didn't we all?
No.
No.
I thought you hit on
no,
this
no,
was
no,
in
no,
the hallway.
No, 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 no.
Me
no.
and
you,
Mitch were walking down the hallway.
I hit Eric.
You're gonna fall asleep tonight, and you're gonna sit there knowing you're a filthy, dirty liar.
I'm gonna sleep like a baby on this new pillow that my mom just bought for college, knowing I'm an innocent man, and you're going to the depths of hell for hitting Miss Hammond with that water gun.
I did not. What's the Bill Clinton? I did not have relations with that woman.
I did not
hit that woman with a water gun.
I did not hit that woman.
With the water gun.
The water gun.
Or I didn't hit her either.
yes, for clarification.
Neither of those happened.
You did not hit Miss Hammond like with your fist. You did, however, hit her with the water gun spray.
I did not hit her with the water gun spray.
Yes, you did, you dirty, stupid liar.
I remember walking around the school and Miss Hammond, someone in that class told me that Miss Hammond had a vengeance for me and was looking for
me
all day.
That was me.
Was you?
I told you, because Miss Hammond, the only face she saw was you.
I know, and it was...
He's the one that hit her!
I did not hit her!
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I can't.
I can either conform my opinion to one.
There are a few hills that I will die on.
That is one of them.
You'll do just that, die, because you're wrong.
I will die knowing that in my heart of hearts that I'm innocent.
I'd rather die standing than live kneeling.
Okay. My first peak is sadness.
It's just... Oh my god. Peak is sadness?
Why, is because Donda won't come out?
My first peak is sadness. My first valley is...
you want to elaborate?
My first valley...
Reed, no, listen. You have to go 2-2.
I don't have to.
You have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's tradition
off
to go 2-2.
Off the
off
dome.
The dome. All right. First peak is sadness. I that was for a dramatic effect, but I'm finally realizing that it's finally hitting, I think, that we're leaving in a week.
Yeah.
And that I'm having some of my final moments with some people for a while. Not ever, obviously, but for a while. It's sad. It's very sad.
It's sad.
And
like at John's, I think that's the last time I'll do anything like with a group.
And knowing that my dogs are going to miss me.
Yeah. Oh, that's got to be the worst.
Don't bring that up.
That has to be the worst. That breaks
Why is this a peak?
Because sadness has been...
Correct. Okay, prevalent. Okay, thank you. He's finally like coming.
Very prevalent.
Yeah.
I'm going to do valley and then try to think of another peak.
That's not how we do it.
You like being called big guy?
Oh, peak. I love when people call me big guy.
Oh, good job.
Thank you. That's it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It just feels good.
It does feel good.
Fair enough.
Whoopsies.
Especially because that is like a big part of like what I do. That's basically all I do.
It's your personality.
Yeah. Love being called big guy.
That shirt is very fitting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It fits you nice.
It's a very contouring shirt.
It is.
It's like very tight in the chest, loose around the stomach, tight on the arms.
Yes. It's a perfect
shirt. That's exactly how a shirt should be.
Exactly. Make more shirts like that shirt manufacturer.
Yeah, Third Peak is shirts that fit like that.
True.
They just... There's nothing better. There's something about a nice fitting shirt that will make you feel so good.
Any shirt that is tight on your arms makes me feel like...
I don't like
the God of War.
I feel
war.
Like Ronnie Coleman. Yeah.
I don't really like short sleeve shirts that are tight on my arms. I don't like because
I don't
then
do
that,
anything
that like compress. Okay. Yeah.
True. So it just looks like I'm sleeve busting and I love sleeve busting. First peak is Donda. You guessed it, Eric.
Valley.
Valley.
Sorry. First valley is Donda. I've believed every time that it's going to
die. Every time he's an idiot.
Yep, me too.
I try to help you. I really do.
Like, it's not even. I hope it. I fully believe.
We were snapping during the watch party, and I was like, "It's going to drop after this."
That was a beautiful experience.
I didn't even check at midnight.
I didn't even check. No, I didn't either.
Were you asleep?
Yeah.
The second time, I know the first time you were.
First time I was asleep. Second time I was as well. I knew it wasn't going to drop at midnight. He never drops albums at midnight.
True.
Gotta come up with the valley. Gotta come up with the valley. What's that? Chicago team sucks. First valley. Second valley is. What I'm going to eat for dinner tonight, because my dad just texted me and said that we don't have anything to eat for dinner and I need to stop at like some...
Open at 10
You were just talking about how you never eat fast food and you're going
to
have to get fast
food
tonight.
I'm
going
to have to eat fast food tonight.
Get some chicken fries.
No. I would rather die.
Get
There's Culver's right across the street.
Culver's is good.
Then die.
I'm going to Fit Stop after this because I'm a big guy. And then there's a Culver's right across the street from there, so I'll probably just get a grilled.
Do you get
concrete mixer?
No. Are you kidding me?
It's so good.
For dinner?
It's not fit the macros.
That's true. Are you done?
Don't be ridiculous. I am done.
Okay. My first peak is Nickelback. I listened to Nickelback today at the gym and it was very good.
Rockstar best.
It is. It's
great
a
song.
Good song.
Great song.
I listened to
Animals. My dad used to love that song.
A song called Animals by Nickelback. Good song. Very, very good. My second peak is Jeep Waves. So I took my girlfriend's Jeep to the beach. Her and I went. And she was like, you have to do the Jeep Wave. I was like, why? Like,
I think Jeep cultish. Waves are weird.
It's cultish, right? You think it's cultish until yeah. you actually do it and someone does it back to you. It is one of the coolest moments ever.
I promise. The listener that's confused, what would be a Jeep Wave if they weren't to know?
It'd be like
most people know what
you're driving is. And then like if people
put
like you do like a J with your index finger, your thumb, and then you stick your middle finger up. So like your hands on the wheel and then you just kind of like flip it up real quick.
Did you not know what that was?
No, it's for the listener. Obviously, I knew what it was.
I don't believe
okay, no,
okay, I, cool. Don't believe it's it.
Like,
I don't care.
Some people do See? This. Some people are like that. But like the coolest one that I had was someone was driving past. He had his doors off. It was a really pimped out Jeep. He was driving with his right hand, and then like on his left hand, he kind of just like did it super low on the side, that is super okay. casual. That's pretty cool. It was really sick, and I did it, and I was like, I'm on top of the world.
Fun fact: me and Will Christensen started to start a Rav Wave.
A Rav? What was it?
I don't remember. But we were like, we should have a wave. Like he threw up like a four or something like that.
I tweeted about it.
On your burner?
Yeah. It was cool.
Anyway.
I also tweeted about the chicken that we didn't have on Saturday night.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I hate Taco Bell. My third peak is bilinguists because someone made a meme. It was like, Donda, more like Donde.
that has gone viral at least eight times.
At least four times.
I know.
That's one of my peaks. I love tweets like that just go viral once a month.
Rudy.
Yes, like the tweets that's like Rudy should have been deployed. He shut down,
the whole league.
Tweets like that where they literally get copy and pasted and go viral from eight different accounts eight times a month. They're so funny to me. There's always ones that
Twitter's so interesting.
Like the super salad one, I've seen that go viral four times. That I was just talking about. There's been what's a good example of another one?
I don't know.
There's always just the accounts that are just strictly or try to go viral.
Like the viral. Like get someone you can vibe with, all those type of things. Yeah. Like it's okay to not be okay, those type of things.
Those type of things where everyone on the planet can relate to it. So they just do numbies. It's my new favorite way to say it is numbies.
Numbies.
They do numbies.
My first valley is anonymity. Anonymity. Reed just used our bootleg Twitter as a burner and tried to blame me for it.
Well, you did tweet that.
I just didn't tweet that.
Did tweet that.
I didn't at all. I would refuse to
tweet
that.
I have a screenshot of you saying that you love the anonymity.
I also quote tweeted that with my screenshot of you saying that you love the anonymity.
Cut that part out. See, I have the power to do that.
I hate you.
I have the power to just...
You're going
to
be too lazy. This is your last episode you have to edit.
That is very true.
You're like, I'm leaving this uncut gems.
That's just not what Uncut Gems is.
I know, but like...
It's not like actually uncut. The gem itself is uncut.
I know, but like
it's
I was...
just a rock.
I was using the word. Rock. I was using the...
With
the
superpowers.
You can see into the... What does he say? What's the quote? You can see into the...
Bleep that.
Yeah. F word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
What did I say?
You just said the F word. You just said f***.
But what did I say?
You said, oh, f***. What's the quote?
Like, you can, really? No. You can see... Into the, and like you just said, as like if it was the start of the quote.
There's gonna be so many bleeps.
Well, you'll be here anyway, so you could just keep doing it.
I honestly didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this will be out by Wednesday.
I didn't pick up on that. Maybe. I don't have anything to do tomorrow. I have to go shopping.
My second valley is pitchers who throw hard. Brock Holt threw a 31 mile an hour strike in a Rangers versus Athletics.
Wait, what?
Brock Holt
position
is a 31 mile,
31 mile an hour rainbow fist.
I love when those happen because nobody swings at them.
I know.
And if they land in the strike zone, that's an instant strike.
Technically, the umpire should be fired because it was about 20 inches out of the strike zone by technology definition. Because where it crossed, it's like above his head.
But where he caught it.
But where he caught it right here. It was right in his chest.
So yeah, he threw a 31 mile an hour, which is the lowest recorded pitch in the Statcast era.
Really?
Yep. And then
that's a great stat.
And then a 33 mile an hour one, which I think is the second lowest in the Statcast
era. It's a great stat.
Very good stat. Okay. That's Eric. It.
All right. First peak, millionaires.
We still have just 2 minutes.
That's true. First peak, millionaires. I'm a millionaire in Animal Crossing now.
Good for you. Congratulations.
How you say that.
Congratulations.
Second peak, socks. I was at Target doing some dorm room shopping, and I realized you can't have too many socks. And
true.
So I bought a lot of socks.
That's a good point.
You do need a lot of socks.
Yeah. Socks are great.
More socks you have, less laundry you have to do.
True.
And underwear.
Yes, underwear.
You can rewear shorts.
Yeah, you can.
Hot take, you can rewear shorts.
Yeah,
I would wear shorts. If they're like mesh shorts, you can
rewear
shorts.
Yeah.
Like exactly. 2-3 times.
Can't.
Yeah.
Depends on if you work out in that.
Depends on what you're doing.
You can't
in that.
Work out because of the gooch sweat. Yeah. It's not a very good, it's not a good smell.
No.
First and only, Valley, caffeine. I've noticed that caffeine is bad for me, and that when I drink it, sometimes I can't go to sleep, and that's bad. So
and sometimes you get really annoying in baseball.
Sometimes you get really upset during baseball because of the caffeine.
Matt, I'm serious. I've never been more angry at Eric.
I was starting to get angry with Eric, and he was on my team.
We talked about this. You just hit like a hit down the first baseline, and Sam Brennan was pitching. He was doing like full on.
When he like jumps and like flails his arms and stuff. And he also had a hat on, which just made me mad too. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Eric with a hat on does not, I don't like it.
I went crazy.
He didn't make a play on defense once.
No one hit the ball to left field the whole game. Really? No one on your team hit the left field.
Yeah, no, it never went to left field.
Eric never touched the ball because no one hit the ball to him.
Yeah. But,
which is genius coaching by me. I just want to take credit for.
True.
No offense, Eric.
It's okay. Totally.
He struck out the first four or five at bats.
He got a hit.
I know you got like two hits, and they were both little bloops.
No,
Will made a really bad error on one of them that you should have got out on. The other one was a bloop, and then Will, I don't remember if it was,
he just ate it. Yeah. He just didn't even throw it.
Yeah. Because we had Atticus at first base.
I think I struck out twice.
Yes.
I think I only struck out twice, and the rest I grounded out. And then the one I got.
Well, Eric didn't strike out as much because he attacks the ball.
That's true.
So it's basically a bunt.
Oh my God, I forgot Eric swinging. That would have been a sight.
He would like start all the way in the back of the box.
He'd happy Gilmore. He'd like slap button. Yes. Softball slap button.
And
by the time that the ball would like cross the plate, he would be halfway to the pitcher's mound. It was amazing.
It was really bad.
But no one was.
You weren't the worst.
No one was talking even close to the amount of trash that Eric was. Not even close.
Serious?
I've never.
Eric was chirping?
Not
even chirping. It was just like an unintelligible screaming. That was why I was mad.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't
like that.
Yes, it wasn't even anything thoughtful.
And I couldn't sleep at night.
Did you take a bang?
No, it was a Blake.
And he wasn't.
He got thrown at.
Will literally threw it.
Will tried to hit him.
That's how like that's how mad everyone.
Will upset.
He threw at Eric.
He charged
like,
the mound.
Was it a legitimate throw?
He tried to hit him. He tried to hit him and Patrick Dare.
Was it like an actual? Are we guys like?
Yeah, I had like, to like.
Soft,
like
we're soft tossing. So first off, like no one should strike out because we are soft tossing.
So it's got a little firmness.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you guys playing on the majors field at Southeast?
Junior.
No, we're playing in the biggest
the one closest to the road.
Yes, I think that's juniors.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
That's the biggest field, though.
Yeah, but like major, it's minors. It goes T-ball, peewee, minors, majors, and then like juniors.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Biggest
I gotcha.
Field, whatever okay. it is. But no, I was upset with Eric. I was so annoyed.
I also slid at one point, but it was like...
He slid? He like ran, he like slid head first into first.
He slid into first.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt.
Do you have any scars from it?
Sort of.
I had to slide for Reed. Eric also made it to third, but no one on our team explained the base running rules to him, and he ran through third and was very confused why he was out.
Yeah, I was playing third, and Eric was coming towards third, and I knew the ball wasn't going to get there.
He was very much safe by a mile.
He was safe by a mile.
Ran straight.
He just ran almost back into the dugout.
But because we talked about how
we talked about earlier how first base you can't turn left. Yeah, how you need to turn right.
And we tagged him out, and everyone was like, "Eric," and he was like, "I didn't even turn left."
He was like, "I turned right,"
and I was just very funny.
You can't do that
because he ran through third base.
He ran completely through third.
He didn't run through second.
The ball came, and I tagged him, and he was like, "Why are you tagging me for?" I was like, "You're out." He was like, "I turned right."
Yeah, I was really
sucked because we had third and first with top of the order up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was very, very confused.
He was very mad.
Because I was like,
but it's not Eric's fault because no one explained the rules.
Yeah, because like, you could run through first. I was like, why can't you run through third?
So, Marion.
Did you think you could run through second?
Yeah, I totally.
You didn't run through second.
Did you think you could run through second?
I thought I could, but I didn't.
Yeah, but how do you tell? Do you just run straight into left field after second?
Yeah, I guess.
No,
that's what you just run into center field.
That's literally what I thought. Yeah.
As long as you make it to second, you can just run into center field.
Yeah, this was in like the fifth inning.
It wasn't like the fifth.
Yeah.
Where people had reached second and third before on close plays,
Josh had just got out
because we tagged him off the base.
Yes. But I thought that was Josh different. Was like standing off the base, and then they tagged him.
In the third inning at third base, I overran the base because it's very hard to stop in just regular shoes, and I had to dive to get back, so Reed didn't tag me.
Yeah.
And Eric, you didn't pick up on it.
Zero awareness.
Wait, Reed, so your guys' pickup, like Sandlot Baseball, greater than signed PMT wiffle ball at Stu Finer's house.
So much better.
Okay.
So much like... It's just more like baseball.
It's very baseball.
It is like completely baseball.
I think I was like legitimately like possessed.
I think probably
Eric, actually.
Wait, Eric, you're telling me 140 milligrams of caffeine with electrolytes and like 10 calories?
Eric made history.
Gross.
He had the first ever this type of shift in baseball, the eight infielder shift.
Eight infielders?
No one was in the grass.
when Eric was up to bat, every time
Josh came up to the mound.
I was going to say that. Josh was playing short,
and I've never seen the grass so crowded. It was so funny.
Anyone on like the dirt of the infield, or were you all on the grass?
Eddie Murphy, the left fielder, was at shortstop position.
Okay. It was funny. And then Jack Brennan was like up to bat next, and we sent everyone to the fence. He can rake.
No, I know.
Kid can rake. One of the clutchest hits in baseball history.
Second clutchest hit in baseball history.
Like the fourth. It wasn't that close.
I was very annoying.
No, I didn't hit a walk. I walked it off.
Jake Murphy, first hit of the night.
Didn't touch the ball the whole...
He struck out every time.
I think he foul tipped maybe once or twice the whole night. To literally walk off, hit a shot almost like probably like
so. It's 9:30. So it's 9:30. Nobody can see the ball. Black. We all can't see the ball.
We just hear the crack of the bat.
We're all scared.
Yeah.
Zero fielders saw the ball. No one knows where it landed.
So we drive in two runs, and then we were like, "All right, the game's over." Someone goes, "Mike, it was fair. It was foul. So we went foul."
Mike holds up a ball and by the first base side, he's like, "It landed foul," because literally no one saw it.
Yeah.
And Jake was like, "I'm pretty sure it went straight. Yeah. I think."
So then we looked around center field.
Literally, his whole team sprinted out.
He literally hit a shot to deep center.
We're like typically where the right fielder plays like that level.
Yeah.
Which off soft toss and for Jake Murphy, it's a shot.
Yeah. Well, especially because he didn't even make contact the rest of the night.
He crushed it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Literally crushed it to drive in the two game winning runs. But I did have the game tying RBI in the bottom of the ninth, which I should have been out. Mike Murphy dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Mike Murphy dropped the ball.
How mad was Mike?
He was pretty mad.
I figured.
You also couldn't see it.
Was Atticus playing?
No.
Atticus doesn't like take it seriously.
Atticus doesn't care. He hates baseball. He only shows up because I make him.
He grounded
out to Jack Brennan. Jack Brennan took multiple steps because Reed's very slow.
Am I really?
Reed's slow. Reed's not very slow. Reed is slow.
Yeah, like I don't think
enough
I'm like
to
fast.
Where he had time to. Yeah. He took a few steps and soft tossed it to Mike, and Mike dropped it.
But, oh my
God. Because he threw it at his chest and tried to catch it underhand.
I grounded out. To lose the game last time too.
I struck out.
I was the last
That's
out.
That's the worst.
I was the last out last time. And then this game, I kept grounding out, and I don't know why. Because the game before I was hitting pretty well. And kept grounding out. And so Josh was in front of me. They walked Josh because I kept grounding out.
We intentionally walked, which made everyone very mad.
Because they just made that up out of nowhere. Anyway.
You can intentionally walk. That's a thing.
Well, we don't play walks, obviously.
Oh. And they were just like, can we just not pitch to him and walk him? And we were like, what?
Okay.
But anyway, so I go up to bat, two outs, bottom of the ninth, down one.
We intentionally walked with zero outs. Loaded the bases with zero
outs. That's some Barry Bonds.
And we only got, we got one.
I think I grounded.
Yes, you got one run off of it to tie the game in the ninth.
Yeah.
But we almost got out of it.
Yeah.
Intentionally walking the bases loaded with zero outs.
Yeah, but I step up and I'm like, God, I'm going to ground out again. I lose this game and I'm going to lose the game for us two games in a row. And
so
again,
you can't have that mindset.
Well, I was so in that mindset. I don't think I hit like one to the gap. Like that was my only like decent hit. Everything else should have been out. And like little bloop right to the pitcher's mound. And I'm I've never sprinted so hard in my life.
You know, you're early every time. That's why
I know I was early. I can't time Jack Brennan.
And then you're on top of the ball.
Off Kaleo was hitting so well. But
Cleo was probably throwing a little harder.
He was throwing harder. But I just sprint right through first. I'm like, yeah, I was out. Take my helmet off. I like almost like threw it on the ground. I was so upset.
And we're all just like hands on our heads.
Yeah, I turn around and like nobody was celebrating. I was like, isn't the game over? And I like I almost started walking back to the dugout and they're like, he dropped it. I was like,
when we had the greatest comeback ever ruined because of that error.
And then you guys should have won again at the top of the 10th.
Eh.
Could have. Should have, could have, would have.
Could have.
Anyway.
Guy starting on second.
Wait. Yeah. Eric, are you done?
I'm done. But also just like say I apologize for my actions that night. I was very annoying.
You were being very as an understatement. Yeah. Anyway.
That was a really long segue.
It was a very long segue.
Or not segue. Like rabbit
segment. Because we still got to do 2 minutes. This is going to be a long episode.
Who cares? It's our last one.
I know. Just go ahead. Mitch.
Eric, are you done?
Yeah, Eric's done.
Oh, my first peak, productivity.
Productivity?
Productive.
Being productive. Yeah, being productive. Fair. Past 10 p.m. Because it's just awesome. Like, when I'm energized at midnight, I do so much stuff.
How? I just want to like me all lay the time. In bed.
Dude, I do so many push-ups. I do so many freaking push-ups. I have done, like, 400 push-ups this last week, all past midnight. It's so much fun.
It's pretty cool.
I'm just consistently doing push-ups.
What time do you go to bed?
When I...
My mom listens to the show. I'm not answering that question.
I go... When I get in bed at like 10:30, I'm not moving for the rest of the night.
Oh, no. I'm in my basement.
No, I know, but I don't really have like anything. I don't game, really. Like, I don't play video games anymore. So I don't... never in my game room for any reason. So when my head hits the pillow... What?
When you get home?
What?
Rocket League? After the gym?
I'm going to the gym.
Yeah, after the gym.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably...
All right, we'll look into it.
I'll probably play Rocket League. You could have just said that. I thought you were like saying something that was like explicit.
No.
You've
already bleeped enough.
Yeah, true.
That's true. I hate you. I hate you.
Oh my God. That was good, Mitch. That was good, Mitch.
But yeah, I don't really have anything to do, so I just get in bed.
I say goodnight to my family. Like, so I say goodnight to my mom. We're usually around 11. I go in my basement, play MLB The Show. In between innings, I'm doing so many push-ups, and I'm eating so many fruit snacks. I have the time of my
you're
life.
You're 4-year-old. Like,
you're having
it
so much
awesome.
Fun.
I'm
you're
having so much fun.
The fun, like the summer fun of like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
That's but like the best fun.
Is,
no,
that is
no,
the best
I'm,
fun.
No, I'm saying history. If I could do that, I absolutely would.
I wish
so
I could.
So awesome. Except
I'm so tired all
it was
time.
Like 3:30 a.m., and I was playing a Diamond Dynasty game. And I'm up 1-0. I gave up a 2-run homer. I have never felt such rage.
Yeah, when you
in
dude,
my
when you're up
whole
that late,
yes.
life. Your emotions yes. are
I was
so volatile.
So angry.
I broke my controller one night.
I was so angry.
I finally broke it.
Yeah, because I would be playing FIFA at 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning, like Saturday into yeah, Sunday, yeah, yeah. just trying to get my 40 weekend league games. Because you had to play 40 games to qualify. So I would be playing my 40 weekend league games, and I would. It'd be like 2-3 in the morning. I used to spend my entire weekends playing FIFA.
That's awful.
Because it opens on Friday night, closes on Sunday.
Yeah.
So you literally
40 weekend games? And
you have to get in 40 games throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
How long are the games?
12 minutes.
Oh, my God, still.
Yeah, I would play a lot of FIFA. That's when I got like disgustingly good at FIFA. 40,
that's like 6 hours of FIFA.
Yeah, at least. And
wow.
That's awful. Within a 3-day span, that's only 2 hours a day.
Well, you also have to factor in that the games aren't actually 12 minutes.
True. They're like 20.
They're probably like 20, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you have to like just break time in between.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's 800 minutes.
12 yeah. times 40.
That's about 12.
It's 480.
Yeah.
Wait,
no, 20. 20. If you count like 20 minutes total.
That's 800.
But I would get home Friday night, play a few games after school, spend a few hours on Saturday playing, a few hours on Sunday playing. But I would usually play really late into the night on Saturday night. And that was when I broke all of my controllers.
Yeah.
When you get up that late and you've been playing for so long, and you just want to go to bed, but you know, like I would tell myself that I had to keep playing. I just get so upset.
The worst is Diamond Dynasty. I hate playing online against people I don't know. Because I'm like,
love
they
it.
Think they're better than me.
Yeah, that's the mindset you have to have.
Well, yeah, then
shock
you beat
the world.
Them.
I've had so much fun with it. Because I've gotten so good.
I'm very good as well.
Because there are only... Everyone just does the same cheese.
They like spike curveballs.
Yeah, curveballs in the dirt, high, up and in, fastballs. When you hit one, oh my God.
Perfect is no better feeling.
I'm going to go to that guy's house and kiss his mother on the lips.
Well, FIFA,
I get so excited.
True.
FIFA has so much meta. Like, there's always like things that you just have to do in FIFA unless you lose. So you either play into the cheese or you lose. And that's... Yeah. I was not going to lose.
I'm pretty good at Rocket
League. I usually play into the cheese. I usually throw curveballs.
Because
like,
it works.
The first pitch of the game is usually, if a guy has a slider, I'll go slider that starts on the outside
I'm
edge.
Sorry,
and,
I know.
And then break away.
All right.
If he chases.
That was my first.
No, I'm just saying this because I don't know if we have enough space on the...
Chat. Oh. We have 2 full hours.
I know. It's 10 o'clock.
26 minutes.
We still have Eric's 2 minutes.
Yeah. Second peak. Blank. Oh, Jay Cutler's back on Twitter.
Oh, is he really?
As of an hour ago. So this is a recent peak.
Wow.
This is the recent peak. Okay. And third peak, also recent peak. My sister just texted me 1 minute ago, said, I'm going to sleep, but there's Portillo's chocolate cake for you on the counter. Crush it. Gonna freaking crush it.
Fun fact, there's mayo in that.
There is mayo in it. Huh. That's what makes it so creamy.
Yeah, that's what makes it so like light and creamy.
Then
so good.
I have Portillo's today.
I have one Valley. I have one. Madden. One, because it sucks and it's the same game every year.
I hate Madden.
Two, they released a kicker rankings top 10 in the kicker, and Rodrigo Blankenship is not in the top 10.
The ratings are so bad.
Yes,
the
he's not a top 10 kicker.
Rodrigo Blankenship, who's first? Youngway?
Tucker.
Oh, that makes sense.
Koo was like fifth or something.
I think I have Koo on my fantasy.
His leading scorer. Onside kick should be 99.
Who? Youngway?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was in Young Who.
Youngway.
His name is Young Way. Yeah, Young Brewers Cubs postponed until tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that. Fourth peak, Cubs didn't lose today.
True.
First time in a while.
I have an idea.
Let's
bring the brooms, Eric. Let's get the brooms out.
Let's pause. I can go delete some more recordings so we have more time.
No,
just in case
I don't think we're going
to
go 30.
We're so good. He'll have to go like 30 plus minutes.
True. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you ready? Do the sound. One
transition.
Last Eric.
Transition,
one last
Eric. Go.
Transition.
Flow.
Banger.
I don't know.
I liked
that was
it.
Bad. I just.
I liked it.
Off the top of my head. I don't know.
I liked it.
That's fine.
I'm satisfied.
Yeah, I'm satisfied. I'm not impressed.
That's fair.
You've had better.
Do you want to go one more? But so have we all. One more try?
No.
Let's go to one more go.
Okay, you got one more.
Sound.
No.
That was the same thing.
First
one
was
the exact same thing.
First one was so much better.
That was just with a Z instead of an F.
Can you bleep that one?
Bleep that one. That had to be a curse.
Eric! Can't say a slur?
I was going to say slur.
You can't say a slur for your transition noise.
Slur,
Eric, how dare you?
Slur is like a very accurate word.
What?
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You say the word slur, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Well, like, slur, it very accurately describes.
It does.
I'm like, yeah, that's
a
slur.
Oh, like the way it sounds.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's a slur.
Yeah. Slur just sounds.
That sounds awful.
Dirty.
Yeah. Okay, Eric.
Eric, you ready?
Do I go timer?
For old time's sake.
Yeah.
Tradition. Yeah. We're just going to ignore it anyway.
Yeah, we won't actually use it. But.
Right. I'm not going to pause it at all.
Okay.
I'm just going to time 2 minutes.
Should we let him actually just talk for the first time ever?
Yes.
I think for the first time ever, I'll move my mic away from my mouth and I won't interject. It's going to be so hard.
I'm good.
It's
going to
be
that.
So hard.
Okay. I'll see if I can fit this in 2 minutes. We'll see.
All right, Eric, are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, so I was doing some dorm shopping at Target, right? And, you know, I was trying to, like, buy some stuff. I was trying to buy, like, my toiletries, my, you know, my body, whatever, my clothes, blah, 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 right? And I stumbled across the toy section.
I know what this is about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I love the toy section of stores, okay? They are so fun. The toy section of the stores are so fun. First thing that like caught my eye was like this like little box has like game house things. It says has 12 classic games. Like that's so many games. Like chess, checkers, other stuff. Like 12. Like I don't know what the other games were. I guess there were dominoes in that thing. 12 classic games. Like that's so cool. And then I found a 400 piece poker set. I for the record, I didn't buy these things. But like, this isn't like a toy section of kids. Like, why are kids playing poker? They're probably not. But I also found Play-Doh. I'm not a big Play-Doh guy myself, but I thought Play-Doh was really cool.
This is your last one ever. This.
Stop. What, the toy sections are really cool.
Play-Doh, like.
Never mind. Yeah, there were Legos. I used to love Legos as a kid. I found those. There were like Harry Potter Legos, Star Wars Legos. I looked at the price tags. I was like, these are like really expensive. What?
Should I cut the recording?
No, don't cut the recording.
This is an all-time miss.
What do you mean?
You read this room.
No, the toy.
I'm gonna talk. I have
to. No,
I
this had to is pause. Not a miss.
This is absurd.
Wait, that was one of the hardest
Eric,
things I've ever done.
What?
Not talking.
And this,
first of all, this is the most childish one you've ever met.
First
you've
all,
ever had two.
One poker. I hardly know her, but
talk about the toy section? I had so much fun. Literally, this was so much fun.
You were the chosen one. You were the last one.
I was there when it was written.
Wow.
Okay, this is
wow.
This
Mitch.
No,
but Eric, your last you have peaked in your 2 minutes before. You have made great 2 minutes. You're gonna end with Legos are cool.
Yeah, no, I feel like
that's almost a fitting way to end it.
No, I'm talking about how I went to the toy store and this was a lot of fun.
And Eric yelling.
This is the toy section of Target.
Can I tell a story real quick?
Yeah.
So Eric Snapchatted me on, when was this, Saturday?
He has 23 more seconds.
I think it was just yesterday.
He has 23 more seconds. Hold off for 23 seconds. Okay, let Eric finish.
And where do you have?
Shut up.
Let Eric talk.
So I ended up buying Pokemon puzzles.
Wait, move your mic.
I ended up buying Pokemon puzzles and Animal Crossing case instead of my actual dorm room stuff. And now I'm being suggested toddler clothes on when I go to Target.com. But yeah, I had a lot of fun at the toy section of the store. And yeah, I don't know why you guys think this is so bad.
I've never wanted an alarm to ring so bad. Thank God. Oh, you forgot to get toiletries?
You forgot to get any college stuff.
Yeah, I forgot. And then I was like, oh, wait, I have to go to work now. And I was only in the toy section.
I almost feel like this is the perfect way to end it. It's so painfully Eric, everything about this.
Yeah.
That he went for one specific thing, ended up getting three things, none of them which were the one thing he went for. But he Snapchatted me when he went. And he sent me a picture. And it was like, he sent me a picture of it. And I was like, is that a puzzle? And he said, no, it's not a puzzle. And then like that was the whole line. And I was like, that was definitely a puzzle. Next line below, it's four puzzles.
Oh my
God. Puzzles in one box?
I know. He was like, that's Eric, not a puzzle. It's four.
I'm not a big puzzle guy. I hate puzzles.
I'm not a big puzzle guy.
I think to each their own.
My roommate likes puzzles.
So you got them for your roommate? Okay, that's actually kind of a sweet gesture.
Eric is the first adult to get baby clothes recommended for them because they think he should be wearing them, not because he's going to have a baby soon. Like most adults, it's like you get caught in the condom section and they're like, oh, here's an ad for baby clothes.
Yeah.
Eric is like, you spent so much time in the children's sections, must be a
Eric,
baby.
I do have a question though. Like, were you in Target?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so how are you getting, because you bought them. I'm confused.
They track your location. So the store.
Do they really?
Well, I signed up for Target Circle so you get like reward
points. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, didn't the thing come out where they like track your location in the store and they tailor your ads based on your most frequented places?
That's creepy, but also smart.
Maybe
I don't get why people get scared about that stuff. It's like if they just make my ads better, that's fine. Just the more stuff I like.
Whenever it asks, like says ask, like I say ask not to track on every app. You don't want to do that on like your iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're also like kind of libertarian.
I'm libertarian.
I would say that's probably your political.
No politics.
I don't care.
But well, Eric, I am baffled. Like truly,
I've been a big supporter of the 2 minutes. These two hate on your 2 minutes. I'm always big time.
Mitchell, do you know how long we've had to do this? We've had to do this so much longer than you have.
Like twice as long.
It's just the lists. The lists were bad.
The lists killed me.
The Notre Dame 2 minutes, very good 2 minutes.
But even that,
you
like,
had some deep.
Even if they weren't good, I've always like they are very entertaining. I will always admit you are very entertaining with them. And Eric, that this is the last one makes me want to punch you.
True.
Well, that's how every 2 minutes.
I don't see what the problem with this is.
It's so bad.
It's
just
bad. Eric,
this wasn't bad.
Eric, I'm gonna do a summary.
This is my worst one while being on the show.
This is it. I went to Target to get toiletries. I got lost in the toy section. I now get.
Why do kids play poker? They don't.
True. I now get ads for toddler clothes. I forgot to get toiletries.
That was it. That could have been
Eric's. And Legos are cool.
That could have been Eric's 10 seconds.
No.
Eric, yes. I do love you. Genuinely, I do love you.
I do as well.
And I appreciate the effort that you put into these 2 minutes.
But that was like, an all-time miss.
But
that
Eric,
for the last time.
Easily the worst one while I've been on the show.
That's an all-time miss.
Eric, and I know I hope we're not like, offending you.
You know what the worst part is? Everyone's going to tweet us and be like, that was amazing.
Yeah. Everyone's going to love it.
Eric's a genius.
Everyone's going to love it.
How did he come up with this stuff? Like,
guys, stop hitting on Eric. Let him be a kid.
Literally, people, we're going to get hated on everything.
This was worse than the recess games list.
That used to happen so
often.
Which
was a very bad one.
Everyone would be like, why do you hate on Eric so much? The list was amazing. It's like, all he did was rank like tag, freeze tag, like
jail tag,
dodgeball, and one other thing.
Flag football.
And everyone would be like,
you had tag first.
Kickball.
I'm still
mad.
Was
so first.
He's a modern day genius. He's our generation's Picasso.
He's our Einstein.
He ranked the greatest.
Can I?
French fries. Yeah. Gordon Ramsay. Right. He ranked French fries. This kid's just a genius. And we'd be like, that's objectively dumb. And they'd be like, it's the best content. Like, how do you guys
like stop hitting on Eric?
So can
he
I,
does carry this show.
I don't care. So can I can
shouldn't
I,
but yeah.
So can I finish this?
It's not done.
Your timer went off.
I have to
get your timer went off.
What's your thesis?
I have to get to my thesis.
Point A.
Ship. Yeah.
This finally made me realize that I mean we're heading off to college soon, obviously.
Correct.
And I'm not a kid anymore.
I just said it.
He did. I did.
We're not a kid anymore, right behind you. As you
said, we're not kids anymore. But
that was weird. Anymore. It almost looked like you were saying that. It was really perfectly insane.
That was strange.
I couldn't see. But we're not kids anymore. And
true.
You know,
we're all 18.
I mean, we are still the kids we used to.
I'm 19.
I mean, I can't just buy.
I'm 19.
I also have come to the realization that I can't make like any inside jokes anymore. Like, I can't carry these inside jokes from Marion.
You'll make new ones.
Yeah. True, I will make new ones, but like if I say them, they'll be like, you need help.
Yeah.
But yeah, just one final sign off. We love you all. Thank you all for your constant support. It's been one hell of a ride from just starting in a little small studio to adding Mitch to getting our big guests. I mean,
we're still in the same small studio, but
No, we were in a smaller one.
I've only ever seen this.
Yeah, we were in like
with my with my interview.
This is a very nice studio.
Yeah, this is a nice studio.
We were in a small little like office, basically.
It was. It's been
I mean,
a pleasure.
Still, it was free, and it was amazing to have that.
It looked like a
and this is this is something that I will tell my kids about.
Absolutely,
like, this is something that I hope. I wish more kids had the opportunity to do. But yeah, if any of you guys listening are looking at joining Moxie, 100% recommend.
I think it's a little late for that. School starts in like a
week. I'm talking
that's
like
true. The future.
Like
whatever.
Future.
Whoever.
Like if you're having any doubts, like if people are telling you about it, do it. I was
but
a little
also,
hesitant
if you're
at
do
first.
It, go get after it.
Exactly. Yeah, follow your ambition.
There are so many
work
people.
Work hard and stuff.
Yeah.
Can we do a little tangent here?
Yeah.
Like if I've talked about this before. I feel like it's cool now to not care about stuff.
Yeah.
And I hate that
I do
so
too.
Much.
Yeah. Have a passion for something.
Do you make a fool of yourself doing something so hard.
How much time do we have? How much time?
Apathy's not cool.
We're at 40 minutes right now.
You know how fun
how much time
it is?
Do we have left?
Probably like 20.
I don't know.
Do you know how fun it is to like really be passionate about something?
It's so fun.
And to just get after
and
it.
And be stupidly passionate. Like football.
Do something way too hard.
Yeah.
Be the guy that they're like, why does he try so hard and pick up basketball?
Yeah.
Want to win. Be competitive. Do something stupidly hard.
Just care about...
And
if you don't care about winning and pick up basketball, that's fine.
Yeah.
Care about something.
The people
who care about stuff are the ones who are like fun to be around.
Be stupidly competitive in ping pong. Ask your friend to play ping pong every time because you know you're going to beat them.
Do you know...
Have fun
river,
in that
or
stuff.
Even when
river
you,
moment.
When you like... When you hear someone talking about something that they just like truly love...
You
even
can
if
hear
I don't
the passion.
Love it,
you can feel the energy, too.
Even if I don't love it, it's fun to listen to.
Yes.
When you hear someone just really ramble on about something that they love.
Like, I guess Eric.
Care about.
Eric
not,
loved...
Not toy stores.
Like, Eric talking about
he
how much
messing with you.
I know.
And that I don't think you're, like, truly passionate about toy stores.
It was a really cool moment.
I'm sure
there
it was.
There are really cool moments, but I don't think it's like a...
It wasn't like
it's
a
It's not like a
passion,
lifelong passion.
Right.
To just... go around the toy section.
Like if you listen to interviews
it's more nostalgia I think
yeah. One thing I really love is I really like listening to like musicians that I like that's a probably poor word musician sounds like they like play the tuba
artists
like artists that I like and watch them do interviews where they talk about their music it's a like hearing them talk about what they love and what they've dedicated their life to and stuff like that
yeah
it's so cool
it's very
yeah
and you can feel like how much they care about their stuff
exactly and I hope like us like throughout your listening if you're a new listener maybe didn't hear it from the beginning, but like hear us evolve. Like at first when we started this, we were we were ambitious kids. Like, we thought, like, we dreamt big. We didn't really think anything was going to happen. And we built this passion, at least for me personally speaking, like, I fell in love with this. Like, I got attached to this idea fast, but I fell in love with the idea and, like, coming here on Sundays and Mondays and recording. And, like, I've gotten passionate about it. And, like, I hope you guys can hear it in, like, all of our tones. Because, like, we truly are passionate about this.
It's just been cool, even a small one, but it's just been cool to have a platform.
Yeah.
To be able to say something and know people are hearing it.
The first time I saw Bootleg Sports come up on Apple Podcasts, I was shocked.
And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that we've been, like, we used our platform for good. And we did. It's just, like, having people, or even, like, when we would have an episode and someone would tweet at us about it. That was really cool.
How long do you think our SEO stays? Like, when you look up Bootleg Sports, how long do you think it's, like, the first thing?
I don't know.
Like, 10 years? Like, 10 years from now, I feel like it'll still be number one, maybe. 10 years is a long time.
Ten years is a very long time. That's a decade.
No.
I'll be 28.
If you're doing Moxie, I'm not going to name any names, but there was a lot of kids in Moxie this year who got along. And they did what they had to do and everything like that. But if you really just, like, this is just life in general. It's not even just Moxie. Just go after it.
Exactly. Yeah.
To their defense, it was online. It's a little harder.
Oh, absolutely. It is. Harder. I am not criticizing them whatsoever. Right. I totally get it. It was a weird year. Yeah. It was a lot. And there's times where I don't feel like going after stuff. Like, if you have to look after yourself for a while, do that. But if you're in the space to do it and the mindset to do it, just go get it.
If you're passionate about something, run with it. Like, and who knows where it'll take you?
Just because other people aren't passionate about it, don't feel like you can't do it. That's what hurts me. Yeah. That's what, like, when
it's
I see,
like,
someone,
see a passion killed because other people don't love it.
Or, like, you see people around them that, like, I really hate when people make fun of people for stuff they like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I don't, maybe if I'm not into it, but don't, like, when you crush someone's passion for something just because you're not into it, that is, like, heartbreaking.
Right.
Yeah.
Or when you feel, like, ashamed of doing what you love because, like, you feel like that is, like, truly,
especially when they're younger, because, like, they're very impressionable.
Yeah,
and that affects them for a while.
You're very easily influenced by other people.
Like, I feel like I'm at the age, and, like,
absolutely. I'm at the age now where, like,
I'm like, even if you do, like, I'll continue with it. But, like, at a certain age, like, that
it still hurts.
Yeah, it does. It still hurts even now.
I've had people be like, I mean, this is, like, going to sound very, like, stupid and small, but, like, the people be like, why do you, like, just don't go to the gym today, like, don't.
Yeah
and I'm like, I'm sorry, like, this is like what I really love to do. And they're like, no, but, like, why can't you just not go today? Like, it's not that it's, for once, I've
like I bet there's a bunch of kids that wouldn't play Animal Crossing in sixth grade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Eric, what if someone listened to you and was like,
you know, my siblings used to make fun of me for playing Animal Crossing.
Well, exactly. It's a girly game.
It's like,
who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
I think that's a big part of, like, growing up. It's like, you saw someone with, like, a different, like, something you weren't, for example, like, a jock and, like, a band kid, for example, like, the stereotypical, like, they're like, oh, band kid. Like, that crushes people. They never want to pick up their instrument again, but, like, that's what they're passionate about. Like, imagine if someone came up to you and you're like, oh, baseball kid.
Yeah.
Like,
play that. I mean, sucks.
I know you have, but, like,
no, I know. And it's regrettable. Like, I've done, obviously, things that I don't.
Correct. Regret. I mean, I think we all have too, but. Yeah. This is definitely something that I won't
ever regret.
That was, like,
one of my biggest, like realizations where I was like, you've probably killed a few people's dreams.
Yeah. Being, like, rude to them about what they like. There have been times where, like, I probably ruined that person's day.
Yeah.
It sucks. But I mean, like, talking about regret, like, this is something that I will never regret. And this is one of the most, like, fun times I've had in high school.
No, and I think
this has made a huge, like, the memories I've made here are lifelong.
It's been one of the coolest things where you just, like I said earlier, you just got after it and it worked.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just, like, we really did put a lot into this.
The also, like, had to fall in order.
Oh, yeah,
it's so
absolutely
great that they did.
Stars kind of aligned.
Okay. Hard work is not enough. Like, mm-mm, it's a great way to start and it's the only thing you can really do, but you do have to get a little lucky too.
Exactly.
But no, I think, I hope we were good examples this year of just, if you truly are passionate about something and do something you love, that you can go do it.
Yeah, and we hope to see you guys, like,
and
again.
Fail. Like, I'm, and, like,
exactly. You don't, failing is just learning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Which, like, that.
Yes,
one. It's just cheesy.
It's very
true,
cheesy.
But it's very cheesy.
True. Yeah,
it's no, very true.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're so dumb.
We are very stupid.
We're so stupid.
But, like, I hope you guys think we're serious sometimes.
I'm being not that serious. Time.
I am too. Yeah. I am
no,
too.
Yeah.
Do what you love.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
On that note. You ready? One last time.
See you guys next week.
No, you can't say it.
What?
What do we say?
See you guys later.
Next time.
Love you guys.
I think it has to just be a love you guys.
I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
See you guys
whenever we see you again.
In heaven.
Can you make it last forever?
No, ruined
about
it.
About to go to work.
Ruined it, Reed.
I don't know.
On that note,
I don't know if I'm going to see you again.
Just how everything ends.
I don't know if I'm going to see you again.
Reed and ruins everything. That's basically the whole thesis of the show.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Love very, you guys. Very much.
Thank you.
Eric, your 2 minutes sucked.